Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 28th day of April, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours on this Monday edition. I took off Sunday and re-aired the Willie Nelson interview and part of the Jesse Ventura interview, as well as Lou Dobbs on the Sunday show. And I was chomping at the bit at about 3 o'clock Central. I almost drove in to go on air and not take the day off of my family because so much was happening. So much has been going on. We will cover it all today on this Monday edition. Also joining us to talk about a myriad of important issues is award-winning journalist, best-selling author, the guy that wrote the screenplay and advised them, the chief advisor on the award-winning film JFK. Jim Mars will be joining us to talk about a host of issues. And that is in 1 hour. For the second 2 hours, after he's on with us, the second half of the show, the third and fourth hour, we are going to have Steve Quayle, survivalist radio talk show host, author in his own right, joining us for 2 hours, taking your phone calls as we get into the food shortages, all the different things that are happening, the global government, the move towards an attack on Iran. Steve Quayle for 2 hours today in the third and fourth hour. That's right, we're now live here on air from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're here Sundays with a two-hour abbreviated Sunday edition, or the final edition, of Real Talk Radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. Okay, here is some of the news that I have in front of me today. Obviously, after airtime yesterday, the news came out that a, quote, Iranian ship got fired on by a U.S. ship. And this is just the contractors on board those ships looking for a fight. Remember, a few months ago, they put out the fake audio, which they later admitted was staged, of someone saying in English, we're going to blow your ship up. Get ready. It'll happen in 1 minute. These are the provocations that we see on a daily basis. U.S. ship fires at Iranian boats. We'll break that down. Speaking of boats, AP reports, to stave off terror, feds issue safety strategy for boaters. Now Homeland Security is going to be on even small lakes, rivers. They're asking millions of American boaters to spy on everyone, report beer drinking, report fighting. Everything is terror. They're just recruiting everyone. And remember, all crime is terror. So just the preachers, the truck drivers, boaters, just everyone tattling, everyone spying. And I have a host of articles today in the U.S. and England where they're now saying dogs going to the bathroom in the park and you're not picking it up, terrorism. Folks, I'm not joking. I have mainstream news. Mainstream news. They say they're going to use terror, surveillance grids. You see, it is for the most petty thing. It is for you. This is all for you. They get everybody trained to be a spy, everybody watching their neighbors, everyone looking for Al-Qaeda. Everybody's busy, has this heightened sense of fear, and your sixth sense picks up that there is a real threat. That's because the criminals run the government. You do feel uneasy with the economy and the criminals that run the government. So they go, no, no, you feel that sense of apprehension because of Al-Qaeda. Then you say, okay, let me get them. How do I help? Okay, does the neighbor, do you smell marijuana? That's how you fight terror. And I'm not kidding. We've been to these training meetings that are public. We have video of them where they say America's bad, founding fathers are bad, guns are bad, submit, slavery is good. Those are quotes. Being a slave is good. We played that last week here on air where the preacher with thousands in his congregation teaching it. Submit to government. Being enslaved is of the Lord. I mean, just total bizarro, total insanity, total brainwashing everywhere. Oh, my gosh, it's insane. We're going to cover it all today. Big broadcast lined up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and stay with us. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It broke, as most of you know, last week that every major military analyst on cable television and broadcast TV in the news was also being secretly paid by the Pentagon and being given briefings on putting out propaganda and lying to the American people and then posing as if they were individual people who were giving you their personal views as former generals and admirals and weapons makers, experts. And it's really a propaganda operation within a propaganda operation to even have the New York Times that put out fake stories about aluminum tubes and yellow cake from Niger when they were on the payroll and knew. So the system reports on itself to try to gain some level, some modicum of credibility. Now, let's be clear. Your local newspaper, even in good-sized cities, only has a few operatives in it or fellow travelers, people they choose because they're small-minded, toe the party line, and are yes-men. But when you get up to a Rush Limbaugh level or a Ted Koppel level or the point of where you're one of the major kingmakers up there, like a Bill O'Reilly or a Sean Hannity, you are a operative, you are given talking points, and that's come out and that's been admitted. Billions and billions and billions are spent a year. This really started with Bill Clinton. It was always going on to some extent, but more covertly. But under Bill Clinton, it went public, where they would pay sitcoms, dramas, to have White House messages and talking points and agendas in their productions. But it has broken in the last week that there's another covert operation of the Pentagon. And make no mistake, Sean Hannity, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, the Sunday Times of London, and scores of other Rupert Murdoch-owned publications and TV news channels have viciously attacked We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, myself, all of us, in the last 2 weeks. Let us not forget that in tandem, separate from the Rupert Murdoch empire that was clearly following orders and a directive from the Pentagon, and I'm not saying that for effect, that's guaranteed. The Pentagon is attacking us. You understand we're being engaged by Pentagon psyops. I feel so sorry for the phony conservatives out there who don't understand they're being spoon-fed, they're being pacified by Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these people. We had Associated Press come out last week and say that number two in Al-Qaeda had put out an audio tape 2 hours long on the internet, and then later in the article they said, well, we have no way of knowing it's him or that it's even real, but we'll just have the headline that it is real and that 9/11 Truth basically works for Ahmadinejad and Iran. And then that talking point was also picked up last week. Now notice, they already previously in the last 6 months have said 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, people that question the official story need to be arrested, tortured, taken to secret camps, killed, beaten to a pulp, that we were going to bomb, and oh, look, we did bomb with no evidence, where they say that we bombed the Army Recruiting Center, where we have protested, the Military Recruiting Center in Times Square, and then suddenly they have the provocateurs out with signs in New York saying that, coming to our events. I mean, from Glenn Beck saying, use the military against us and that we're traitors and domestic enemies, to Sean Hannity saying it, to Rush Limbaugh saying it, to Michael Wiener Savage, Beatnik saying it. I mean, you understand, this means we are hurting them bad. They know that we've woken up the world public, that they carried out the attacks, and their minions, their attack dogs, are attacking us. This is letting us know that we are right in there at point-blank range on them, hurting their fraud, their lies, big time. They're very upset that their favorite tool of government-sponsored terrorism, their mechanism of self-inflicted wound, of false flag events, that their big secret, their favorite tool, their favorite of crisis creation and then crisis management, order out of chaos, they are so upset that their favorite tool has now been exposed. But I'm here to tell you that I, in the last month, have been telling my staff, my crew, that I have never felt, and I also go off not just my cold analysis of the facts and what's happening, but also what's in my heart, what's in my spirit. And I have never felt more, I don't want to say unease or disquiet, but just that we're on the cusp of something very big. And the fact that they're attacking 9/11 Truth tells me, and now having to give us so much attention, And are having major, because they'll only have a few PSYOP announcements a week. And the fact that the last few months, much of their front burner, you understand the Department of War, the Department of Defense, is spending a large portion of their time, A, trying to provocateur riots in coming up in Denver, which we're on the front lines of exposing. We're trying to shop their false flag there. We've caught them all over the Canada and the U.S. now. We're beating their butt at every front. The terrorists that are destroying our sovereignty, the terrorists, the corporate terrorists that have seized our country and are using it in the period of exploitation to take over surrounding nations and other countries. We're going toe-to-toe against the terrorists here. I'm surveilled. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. It isn't fun. This is very serious. Do you understand? This is life and death serious. The Pentagon's main propaganda right now is against us. They don't play games. They've killed over 1 million people in Iraq in 17 years of siege. 17 and a half years. Life means nothing to them. The only reason I'm alive is by the grace of God, and because they also don't want to make me into a martyr. And I talk about this a lot because of people bring it up on the internet constantly. Everyone's obsessed with it. I'm always being asked about it. Or why am I alive? I'm alive because I'm vocal, because I'm out front. I'm not one tenth as big as somebody like a Martin Luther King or a Bobby Kennedy got. It took them a while to kill him. It took them a while to kill Gandhi. And frankly, I'm sick of everybody talking about it. I'm sick of it being an obsession point of the fact that I'm not dead, so I must be an operative. It doesn't matter. A, I'm not. B, use your common sense and your discernment if you've got it. I'm telling you, you have power. I'm telling you, you can affect change. I'm telling you, you have the seed of the universe in your soul. I'm telling you to get out and wake other people up and get prepared and to steel yourself against all this, prepare yourself for what's happening. And I tell you, we can win. And I expose the enemy's favorite tools. And I tell the public to stop trusting the media and the government. And I tell you, don't go join big groups, but form your own. And I tell you to resist. And I tell you to wake up police and military. And I energize activist groups. That's the opposite of what the enemy does. What the enemy does is they tell you we can't win. They tell you we're all infiltrated. They tell you that we can't work together. They tell you that we don't have power. They tell you that true leaders are bad so that you don't trust anyone. Well, I'll tell you this. You can trust yourself. You know you're good out there. Old, young, black, white, male, female, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You know you love your children. You know the elite are tyrannical, carrying out eugenics against you and your family, and that they've got to be resisted. We cannot allow their global government to be put into place, a worldwide straitjacket to carry out their eugenics policies against us. And there's a lot of you who do mean well, who've been deceived and twisted, and a lot of you who have attacked me and committed to attacking me. And so now that you've gone down that road, you can never admit that you're wrong. And so you have to continue to obsess on Alex Jones and make things up in your mind or make giant leaps and then never spend your time fighting the new world order. And so that you will listen to reason, I will say this. Spend as much time attacking me as you do. In fact, maybe increase it a little, just to be safe. But also spend as much time warning people about where we're breaking through. False flag terror. Just expose that paradigm in history, that tool, that mechanism, that reality. So that renaissance, that awakening happens faster. Expose how they're drugging us and poisoning us through the water supply, where it's admitted about the fluoride and the mercury and the shots, and they admit that it's causing autism. Warn people. Spend some of your time warning people about how the globalists want to dissolve us into an NAU. Because we need our full energies right now exposing the globalists' main programs and operations, instead of ninnying around thinking that there are goblins under every table. The New World Order only has the top reporters. They only have the big kingmakers. And then the mainstream media, most of them, they just regurgitate what they're told. They're in the false map that's been made for their mind, the false paradigm, the virtual reality, the simulation that we're all living in. They're not agents. They are just downloaded the lie, and they're now easy to reach, and they're waking up. I'm going to explain this paradigm more when we get back. Then I'm getting into masses of news, audio clips, Jim Mars. We've got Steve Quayle coming up as well. We'll be right back. This is a revolution of the mind.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious.
The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Well, there have been riots in some countries recently. What do you make of all of this?
Well, we've had warning for a number of years. Grain stocks have been dropping, I think, every year for the last 10 years, or pretty close to that. The reserves and the environment in so many different areas is being the pressure being put on it by the ever-increasing number of people and the number of people using more stuff and more energy. That's what's leading to global climate change and the overfishing of the oceans. There are a lot of different problems that are being caused by an ever-increasing number of people in a finite-sized world. And they're just the resources of the planet just can't keep up with the demands. And I'm afraid that this is going to be more commonplace. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. It's very complicated, yeah. I do want to say, because agriculture is complicated anyway. And as, for instance, China adds more cars, they need more roads. And the only place to put roads in China is over farmland. So you lose farmland as you increase development.
Yeah.
We're doing it even here in the United States.
Got a couple of questions on.
So they're selling eugenics. Sounds reasonable. Oh, we're having food riots because we don't have enough farmland. It doesn't matter if the U.S. just a few decades ago could feed the world 3 to 4 times over. Now we can't even feed ourselves. Big agribusiness has taken over. 95% of the population is not self-sufficient. Only 5% is on the land. 10% is rural, but only 5% total, half of that number, is even somewhat self-sufficient. They've got it just where they want us. We have the official IMF and World Bank documents. We have the official State Department Memorandum 200. We have the official treaty signed with the IMF and World Bank with third world nations and developing second world nations to reduce their numbers of population and to cut back on the amount of food produced. And we understand and know that. We know that Rwanda was a UN test to kill a minority, 800,000. That's the conservative number. It's really about 1.5 million Tutsis. Use the Hutus to do that. The Christian minority was murdered. And Ted Turner has given over $1 billion to carry out eugenics operations, just like Bill and Melinda Gates have. And again, they head up Planned Parenthood. His daddy does, but doesn't matter. You hear on the news, they're helping black children. They care so much about them. And that's what we're dealing with. And so that's the message we have to get out there to people. We have been trained to be balkanized. We have been trained to fight with each other. You ever gone crab fishing? You throw a bunch of crabs in a bucket, and if one crab tries to climb out, instead of them working together like humans would do, or wolves or big cats on the savannah in Africa, lions, they are a prey animal, so they don't work together like rabbits or deer or anything else. And the crabs will come up and attack the other crab that tries to climb out, and they leave each other alone unless one tries to climb out. And we have been trained to do the same thing. So I'm trying to get you to rediscover the liberty culture. I'm trying to get you to rediscover yourselves, your families, and not feeling inadequate, not letting Madison Avenue sell you on the fact that you're not beautiful or you're not important or you don't have power. Everything they do is about making you feel inadequate, and these superstars on TV, they're somehow fulfilled, they've somehow got lives, they're somehow happy. I mean, people think that movie stars are just in heaven. People think that billionaires are in some type of heaven. People think that because I'm a talk show host, that I'm somehow superhuman and float around on clouds. Not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Put my pants on one leg at a time. Get headaches, stomach aches, pay bills, you know, take care of crying babies, change diapers, you know, deal with employees. I mean, all of it. And then you also have this system of where the population hates the elite, hates the, quote, wealthy, hates the guy next door who's got a better car than they do, and thinks that, you know, we all have to fight with each other. But meanwhile, don't have a real definition of who the elite are, what the elite are doing. The elite hates you. The elite have a predatory idea of who you are. But you don't even know who the elite are or how the real world system operates. I mean, I've spent more than a decade studying this 10-plus hours a day. I mean, I'm constantly researching. And then the mountain of information and understanding is so great, there's no way to even properly articulate it. But just have a good attitude. Realize we can beat these people, but we got to take action first. We'll be right back with tons of news, tons of audio clips, absolutely jam-packed. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio of Phil Hayton. This is the BBC News presenter who was talking to Jane Stanley 25 minutes or so before Building 7 collapsed. And they said, Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. That's Building 7. And then they gave the official reason it fell and why it fell, as it did then magically, symmetrically fall. And this is false flag scripting. Two separate BBC channels, BBC 24 and BBC World, and he was working with BBC World, they both reported the same thing as it fell. And about an hour before that, Aaron Brown, who lives in New York, was reporting that it had fallen. And then he's reading off the teleprompter, and he turns behind him and sees that it's still standing. And he says, well, this is strange, but we're being told it's fallen from fires and complete collapse. This is red-handed. Just like it's red-handed that Intel Center puts out videos and audios in their own format, in their own video layer, they put their logo in the same video layer as Al-Qaeda's video projection, video render. Top TV experts, top computer and mainstream news reports. That's just, it's over. Red-handed. I mean, the government is so lazy that the criminals that run our government are so lazy that they put out fake videos in the same video layer as their bug. Same pixels, same placement. And then now they're putting out audios because we track their videos and then admitting, well, that it isn't even the person saying that 9/11 Truth works with Ahmadinejad. I mean, now Al-Qaeda agrees with the government on every front. You know, Saddam says, I'm not working with Al-Qaeda. And then Bin Laden puts out a tape, supposedly, saying, oh, yes, I work with him every day. We're good friends. See, it's proof, Bush says. So here is We Are Change England questioning him, and the guy is lying. I mean, you can see it. He's saying, I don't remember. Oh, I didn't go into work that day. I would have known. I mean, how would you forget for hours and hours being in studio on 9/11? He's a pretty young guy. And it looks like he's probably about 60, maybe 59 or so. But the point is, he's very sharp, and but he's not a good bluffer. And he goes, oh, yes, I was there. That's right. I dropped my son off, and then I went. But then he says, oh, it does kind of sound like a conspiracy. Now, Jane Stanley says she won't talk to anybody. She says, I've been, quote, harassed about this. I will not discuss it. BBC editors say they made a mistake that day, but the tapes have been accidentally destroyed. Yeah, they just destroyed the 9/11 tapes of that day. And they admit that it is real, and they did report beforehand, but then the detractors come on the web posing as patriots. The government loves to do that. And says, Alex Jones and everybody have put out fake BBC videos. They've put out hundreds of these saying, this isn't real. The BBC never did this. They just made this up. This isn't even BBC footage. Meanwhile, BBC admits they reported it early. But it's enough to throw people off balance. It's just like they'll still say Iraq has WMDs on Neocon Talk Radio. Or they'll still say that they've built a fence on the border. Or they'll still say that it's not amnesty. Or they'll say, I mean, they just flat out lie. Oh, there's been a new big development. I don't know if we'll have time to play it today, but we may. The girl in the wheelchair. Now, we have three witnesses. They've knocked the camera out of his hand and broke it. The police report says that Gary was accidental assault. That's what Class C is. It says he accidentally hurt someone. But even with the police report, it's accidental. But when you read the New York Post, Wall Street Journal, it says that he savagely beat the woman in the wheelchair over and over again. See how it has the Pentagon sound? Just like throwing babies out of incubators or gassing puppies, and that was a fake video? Oh, they gas the baby lab. Oh, they throw the babies out of incubators. Oh, this We Are Change group works with Ahmadinejad. They need to be sent to secret camps and tortured. That's a quote. They beat a woman. They beat her and 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 beat her. But the police report says she didn't have any marks on her. The police report says that Gary accidentally hurt the father. And they've now gone to the place. They're trying to get the security people to give them the video. They're trying to raise money to subpoena it, the tapes, before they get erased. And it won't matter when the tapes come out showing the guy attacking. The neocons are already saying, so what, on their websites? Good. Glad the dad beat him up. But they have this girl call in the stage call. They always do it this way. Oh, hi, who's this? Hannity says, I'm the girl who they attacked. Oh, honey, you're the one that the 9/11 truthers savagely beat. I mean, this is totally and completely staged. The witnesses all report, and then they knock the camera out of his hand, that he comes down the sidewalk as Gary's leaving and totally changes direction and runs her into him and starts screaming, he attacked her, he attacked her, and then starts wailing on him. Now remember, he was smart too. First thing he went at was that swatted that camera in full power, knocking into the wall. It's broken. I bought the camera. I paid for it. It's broken. And I'm already digressing. I said I'd get to the other thing. It's just unbelievable. These are the same people that told you Iraq had WMDs. These are the same people where the Pentagon has hired thousands of reporters to put out lies and fraud. These are the same people that pay for fake news.
But the most Americans don't even know that Rupert Murdoch now owns the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal Friday came out and attacked us and said that we assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. But the police report says accidental assault, which itself is a fraud, but the cops weren't sure when they wrote that report if there was video. So they had to be a little careful and say, well, he accidentally hurt the guy. But so see, that's admitted lie, admitted fraud in the New York Post, in the Wall Street Journal. Remember, the Wall Street Journal is worthless. It's been worthless for years, but Rupert Murdoch now owns it. He's turning it directly into a Pentagon propaganda arm. Forget having agents of influence in there. Forget having some Mockingbird agents in there in editor positions. It's now a full rag. Yellow journalism. We're going to play that later today. But talk about breathing down our necks. The AP coming out saying 9/11 truth gets all its info from Ahmadinejad, and Al-Qaeda's saying this. Al-Qaeda helping the neocons. Al-Qaeda, well, yeah, the White House admits they're using real Al-Qaeda to attack Iran while then saying Iran is Al-Qaeda. And then McCain said 2 weeks ago with Petraeus, is Iran not Al-Qaeda? And he said, yes, they are. I mean, that's the Alice in Wonderland world we live in. And I, you know, the sad part is they're not all agents. Everybody on Free Republic, everybody on Michelle Malkin's side, everybody on these sites, they're not all agents. They really believe it. They really think we're leftist enemies. They really think we're communists. They really think they're saving the country. They really think that the Bush is for the controlling the borders. They really think Bush is a conservative. They really believe we beat up a girl in a wheelchair. Because, you see, this is how it worked with the Nazis. Once you invest in something, once you say Heil Hitler, once you say I'm a communist, once you say you're going along with evil, once you've been involved in something for a while, you don't want to admit you're wrong. Most people don't. So then they start editing reality. That's what my dad calls it. They start making excuses, rationalizing. They become delusional, deluded. And they say, oh, no, the government's good. The government's not bad because they accepted torture. And see, evil dictators, they seduce populations. Corrupt systems are very good at this. They put out day one when everybody was scared. Hey, we need to torture people. They came out and gave press conferences saying it. And then people said it all over. And they had the big heroes on the TV shows, CSI, CSI Miami, 24, Spooks, all these different shows. Torturing children in front of their parents to get answers. Meanwhile, in the real world, while you're fantasizing with the good guy, you know, the good guy's torturing a child, the good guy's torturing a family, the good guy's that's the most evil thing you can do is torture a child. Torture an innocent, scared child. It's just right out of Jeffrey Dahmer. It's as satanic as it gets, whatever name you want to give it. And they seduced you. And then at that point, you know, when you read about ritual sacrifice and devil worship and mind control, that was ancient mind control. Secret societies were intelligence agencies. And if you could get somebody to go kidnap a child and kill them, they would be so brought over to evil now and so committed to you that they would have to rationalize and get into evil and fully join evil. Why does a gang tell the gang member, okay, to become an outer member of the gang, an apprentice, you know, your Crips, your Bloods, that's what they call it. A bitch. A minion. You got to go out and rob a liquor store. You got to rob 10 houses. And then to become an inner member of the gang, you got to go kill an old lady or an old man. It's always, or a child. It's got to be somebody innocent. You got to drive by a playground and you got to shoot a kid. Or if it's a Mexican gang, you've got to kill a black person. I don't know why. But I'm not trying to bash the Mexican gangs. It's been all over the news. that the black gangs really don't have that as an announced policy. And more than 9 times out of 10, every time I see it, it's the Mexican gangs in Texas, in California, killing blacks. You got to go kill a mayata, a blackbird, as they call them. Very racist, very horrible. And they do. They go out and they kill the mayata. The main mission in L.A. now is to drive, quote, the mayatas out. Very horrible. We knew about this over 12 years ago, but I didn't want to cover it too much because we got to be a little politically correct. We had to wait till the L.A. Times admitted it and it was all over the news. Because people couldn't believe that. Well, it's the same thing. See, you did what a member of the Illuminati would do. Some judge or some royal prince who's seduced into this in the 1800s, 1700s, where you finally, the orgies, the sex, the partying, the drugs, the secret knowledge, and then finally you're going to become a real made member. You go in and it's local peasants, supply the babies. They have them in secret, and you go in and you kill the baby, the innocent baby. Now you're a member of the club. Well, see, you are all part of a massive mind control ritual. If you're an atheist, just call it mind control. If you're a Christian, call it Satanism. That's what they believe it is. And so you fantasized watching hundreds of episodes of TV where that was done. You because it was suspended disbelief. You basically took part in a ritual. But the ritual was about changing your mind. You see, let's take a child's movie. Good analogy for people. In episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the newly, ensconced emperor, he's all deformed now from his own hate destroying himself. There's that symbol. He loses something in this transition. Darth Vader loses his legs and arms and gets burned half to death in the transition. But before that happens, the emperor says, okay, you've got to really increase your power now. You need to go kill all these children. And he goes and kills hundreds of children at the Jedi Temple. And then his eyes turn yellow. Then he's possessed. Now he really is in the dark side. And so that's what this is, killing Iraqi children. All of people watching TV, watching Rumsfeld, both in fantasy and in reality, simulating, watching shows where children are tortured, defending the Abu Ghraib. Limbaugh saying, hey, what's the big deal? They're just blowing off steam. They're having fun at Abu Ghraib, raping women. See, now we're an evil country. Now we can say, hey, let's go ahead and let's have 50 million abortions. Now, I said I'd play all these clips, and I haven't, but I think what I'm covering here is important. You understand how they have seduced you to the dark side? For some of you, it's too late. For others, you can still turn back if you feel any guilt now. If you're laughing and just feel more demonic and more powerful hearing all of this, and you're thinking I'm weak right now because I don't want to kill children, and you're thinking you've got power because you're into that, so you've already been totally taken over by it. You're gone. You're gone. And I want you to know that you are not where the real power is. You do not have the real power. You are weak, and you have been robbed of what your soul would have been, who you really would have been, and the incredible love and light and goodness and strength. You think you've been given some special knowledge? When you're in the light, you have much greater, more advanced knowledge inherently than when you're in the dark side. The dark side is a fraud. The dark side is people being backstabbed, treachery, weakness, greed, avarice, unhappiness, your own sick groups cheating you, manipulating each other, playing games. You are weak. You have no safe harbor. You have been deceived. And that's why I have defeated, and all of us that love God and love righteousness and love the truth, we have defeated all of you. You have already lost. You think you're strong because you can take a baby and you can slice its guts open and you can poke holes and stab it over and over again? Can you imagine 50, 60 of these people stabbing a little baby over and over again and sucking blood out of it as it cries and screams for hours and hours and hours and hours, keeping it alive as long as they can? That's who we face. Just absolute trash right out of the pit of hell. And so many of you didn't know you were being seduced. You didn't know you'd let that evil into your house, watching that television, watching Jack Bauer torture kids, because he's the good guy. A lot of you didn't know what you'd been brought into. You've still got a soul if you're nauseous right now. Go ahead, go throw up, symbolic of getting this stuff out of you, and commit yourself to defend the innocent, to defend honor, defend righteousness, and to defend God instead of serving Satan.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Headline, BBC anchor who reported on WTC7 collapse before it happened agrees there may be a conspiracy. Let's go ahead and play this clip, and we'll come back into the next segment, finishing it up, then we'll get Jim Mars on. Stay with us. Here it is.
Yeah, I did about 20 wars. I spent a lot of time in
in Northern Ireland, which was a war of sorts, wasn't it? A lot of time in Beirut, the Iranian Revolution, attempted coups all over Africa, the war in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and so on.
In 2001, you were also, I believe you must have been there when the September 11th attacks occurred.
Yes.
What was your experience of that?
I was in the theatre, actually,
really?
On the South Bank at a matinee. And I just got in, because I'd done the morning programme, and got in and listened to the PM programme. And you're trying to piece together what was happening. It just sounded absolutely incredible. I was just staggered by it. And I went in as usual the next day for my shift, because they don't rush people in and change everything usually, because it's important to keep continuity. And a story of that kind is going to be going on for so many days. You know, you want to keep people rested and refreshed.
Sure thing.
So I didn't have anything to do with it on the day.
Right. Because we did come across some interesting things to do with World Trade Center Building 7 that collapsed on 9/11. And basically sort of claims that the BBC had reported a collapse of that building in advance of this actual collapse.
I don't know that. I haven't heard that one.
Right.
I mean, the BBC is a big organisation. I suppose it's possible. I'm surprised I haven't heard it.
Have you heard of World Trade Center Building 7? Or?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, we've seen footage of yourself reporting the collapse of that building. And that has been time-coded as 23 minutes in advance.
All right, stop right there. Now, they cut to video of him reporting it. And he reported it over and over again that day. I mean, think of how asinine. He's never heard of Building 7. He's never heard of Solomon Brothers Building. He didn't know he was there that day reporting. It just continues from here on out.
You may remember Jane Stanley.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know she was a reporter there, yeah.
On September 11th, you were in BBC World Studio.
Yes.
And news came in. I think you were the first, not the first, but you said, we're hearing reports now that the Salomon Brothers building has collapsed. Do you not remember?
I don't remember it, no.
Right.
My memory is not my strongest suit,
okay,
and there was so much going on. I really don't remember the sequence
worries.
Of events. Yeah.
Well, basically, this is, I'm glad to talk to you because we're not here to antagonise you, but basically this building was a 47-storey steel structure building, the Salomon Brothers building, and it collapsed roughly about 23 minutes past 5 New York time on September the 11th, and it was...
I wasn't in the studio, I'm sure, that day. I didn't go in.
Not on 9/11?
No. As I said, I was in the theatre in the afternoon, and then we drove straight home, and I came back for my shift the following day. That's my recollection.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that.
And in about, I think it was about 2006, it emerged, this piece of footage emerged, actually of you and Jane Stanley. And a lot of people said, hey, man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back into hour number two. Jim Maher is coming up in the next segment. Finishing up now with Phil Hayden, BBC News reporter, news anchor, reporting on the collapse of Building 7 before it happened, 20-plus minutes before. Here is We Are Change UK questioning them.
Actually, of you and Jay Stanley, and a lot of people said, hold on a minute. In the video of Jane reporting the collapse of the building, you can actually see the Salomon Brothers building behind her.
We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city.
Well, this is all news to me. I'm surprised.
It would have been later. I guess it would have been later for English time.
Oh, yeah, now it's coming back to me. Yeah, of course, yeah. Because at that stage I wasn't doing the morning. I was doing the evenings on the world.
That's right.
So, I went with my son to the theatre, heard it on the radio, and then went into the studio. You're quite right.
Yeah.
And I was on that night.
That's quite right.
Yeah.
Now, we think, our interpretation of it was because this has caused such a lot of controversy, the editor of BBC World had to come out and make a public statement as to why it was that the BBC had reported on air the collapse of a building prior to its actual collapse. And the second reason why it's so controversial is because to this day, no scientist or engineer has been able to provide a plausible reason for this building's collapse. And in fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology report states that even the most plausible scenario is highly unlikely. So a lot of eyebrows were raised. There was a demolition expert who looked at the building and said, this is controlled demolition. He looked at the collapse of World Trade Center 7 and said, without a doubt, this is a controlled demolition.
Zie je vanaf boven gaan? Nee, je gaat vanaf onder.
Die gaat vanaf onder, ja.
Toch?
Ja.
Ze hebben gewoon kolommen weggeblazen. Ze is nagesprongen.
Dit valt anders dan het World Trade Center.
Vind je niet dan?
Ja, je ziet het, de onderste verdiepingen gaan eerst.
Ja, en de rest zakt er gewoon in. Dus dit is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten?
Zeker weten. Er is nagesprongen. Dit is in opdracht gebeurd. Dat heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Maar dit is ook op 11 september gebeurd.
Dezelfde dag?
Dezelfde dag.
Dezelfde dag? Weet je dat zeker?
Ja.
Was het zeker weten de 11e? Totaal heel waar zijn.
7 uur nadat de World Trade Center naar beneden viel.
Ja? Hebben ze hard gewerkt?
This sounds so significant. I'm just amazed I didn't know about this.
If you like, we can supply you with material information about this, because I think from your perspective, it would be good, your time's running out, it would be good to know about this, because this is one of the anomalies of 9/11, and that event was so significant that it deserves further investigation.
That's potentially very interesting.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. I'm sorry I can't enlighten you. I mean, gosh, I didn't realize this is completely news to me. I don't know how it's passed me by, but it has.
Could we send you some information on it by email?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Because really, for your benefit.
Yeah, I'll give you a an address, you can send it. So is there no official explanation?
No, none at all. In fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology were due to publish a report in 2007 as to why the building collapsed. Hmm. And they've had to delay it until 2009.
And what did the BBC statement say then?
BBC statement, the editor's statement, which
we'll
is
be right
online,
back.
Said,
we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power. And the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Mars will be with us in just one moment for Malice of the Hour. And we're going to have Steve Quayle on with us after that and open phones. Host of issues that Jim's going to be on with us today. We have Tex Mars in studio later in the week. We have Geo Griffin in studio tomorrow. And all the folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv will be able to see that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But finishing up, this is the headline on PrisonPlanet.com. BBC anchor who reported on WTC collapse early agrees that there may be a conspiracy. Here's the end of that. Now, first, he denies that he ever worked on 9/11. He denies he even knows what Building 7 is. Then the guy goes, but there's video of you. And he goes, oh, I remember now. And let me tell you, this guy shouldn't play poker. He looks like a kid who just got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He looks like, in fact, a kid who was caught. Mama walks in and he got the purse open, pulling a $20 bill out of it. Not just the cookie jar. Or, dad walks in and you've got the key to the liquor cabinet and you've got the Jack Daniels up to your mouth chugging it down. That actually happened to me once. My dad's like, you're 12 years old. What are you doing? This is, my dad's not a big drinker, but he always had it for parties and stuff. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm telling these stories. Now, the point is, the point here is that it just, he looks like Sylvester the Cat in Looney Tunes whenever he's caught with the Tweety Bird in his mouth and there's feathers sticking out each side. We actually had a black and white cat named Sylvester, and he jumped on top of the parakeet cage, knocked the cage down. The parakeet named Wyatt Earp got out, and my mother caught the cat with the bird in its mouth, and she got it away, and the bird lived a few more years. But the point is, he actually had feathers sticking out of his mouth with the bird. But okay, now I'm really digressing. But the point is, this is very suspicious. Here it is.
So is there no official explanation?
No, none at all. In fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology were due to publish a report in 2007 as to why the building collapsed. And they've had to delay it until 2009.
And what did the BBC statement say then?
BBC statement, the editor's statement, which is online, said...
they've lost the tape.
Yeah, they'd lost the original footage.
I sense that you think there's a conspiracy here, but well, you might be right.
Okay, there's the end of that. Jim Mars, what do you think about them apples?
Well, as time goes by, excuse me, more and more information is coming out that just totally solidifies the idea that 9/11 was an inside job. In fact, in my mind, the only question now is, was this an event that was allowed to happen, like Pearl Harbor, or was this actually concocted and contrived and originated within our alphabet intelligence agencies, which, of course, have been connected to al-Qaeda all along, dating back to the 80s, where they brought in the Saudi al-Qaeda members to fight the Russians in Afghanistan.
And then the Serbs.
Oh, yeah, and then then they allowed al-Qaeda to do their drug running through Kosovo and then the Serbian problem because they were using them to train the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was our side of the faction there. So, you know, you've heard the old line, once CIA, always CIA. So I have seen nothing that proves to me that al-Qaeda has actually ever been totally separated from our CIA. Of course, and then you, as you well know, according to the official pronouncements of the perpetrators of 9/11, the vast majority of them were Saudi residents. And we all know, and it's been well known and undisputed, that the closest business and social friends to the Saudi royals and to the bin Laden family in particular was the Bush family. So it's just a little bit too close for comfort for my taste.
The sock puppet, Zahari, number two al-Qaeda, supposedly, who's got this incredible history of aiding the CIA. Let me just list some of these for people that are out there. If you go to prisonplanet.com, you can read the article that Paul wrote about this. Is this the neocon-friendly al-Zahari, a different person of the real al-Zahari who was reported to have been captured in Tehran in February of 2002? Is this the different al-Zahari to the one reportedly captured near the Pakistan-Afghan border in 2004? Or is this the same al-Zahari who, at the head of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, fought for the CIA in Bosnia? Is this the same al-Zahari who, according to the January 2000 U.S. congressional testimony, was granted U.S. residence by the Immigration and Naturalization Service, sometimes almost impossible for many legitimate migrants to obtain? And then it just goes on and on. Is this the same guy that did this? Is this the same guy that did that? Admitted to be U.S. government al-CIA. And he comes out last week and says 9/11 truth basically works for Ahmadinejad, which is the previous propaganda that we all need to be arrested and that we're working for foreign powers and undermining. And then the Intel Center puts out new videos of al-Qaeda with Adam Gadon, the ADL chairman's son, grandson, Adam Perlman, grandson, with the same logo in the same video layer admitted to be completely fake. I mean, that's case closed right there, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you've got to understand that al-Qaeda translates as the base. A lot of people think that means references to their headquarters, but according to the information given by the British intelligence, it's the CIA computer base. That's what Al-Qaeda is, which means they can go in there and pull out any Arab mercenary they've got, give him any name they want, and, you know, he's just another terrorist to us. But I'll tell you, the one that we really need to concentrate on is Abu Zubaydah, who was captured in Pakistan in, in 2002. And at that time, Ari Fleischer, that was the White House press secretary, made a big deal out of his capture and said, by golly, we're going to make him talk. Well, they did. They tried torture, but it didn't work. But then they tricked him into thinking that they were sending the Saudi interrogators into him and thinking that would frighten him into talking. But when the when they showed up, when these U.S. Arab American Special Forces guys disguised as Saudi interrogator showed up, he was relieved, and he said, thank goodness you guys are here. And he began to tell them that he was actually working for three Saudi princes and that his cutout was the Air Marshal Mir of Pakistan. So in other words, the Al-Qaeda was being ordered about and got their marching orders from Saudis, from these Saudi princes who are tight with the Bush family and the CIA. And so there's your connection right
there.
Yeah,
let's be clear. This is like Russian dolls. For those that don't know what that is, it's the little oval dolls where there's a little bitty one and then a little bit bigger one, a little bit bigger one, a little bit bigger one, you know, 10, 15 of them.
One inside these... one, which is inside another.
And let's get into your new book just briefly, and I'm going to come back for the next 40 minutes. Anything you want to cover, Jim, because you're a cornucopia of knowledge. Of course, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram crime reporter, been working the JFK scene since it happened. I got a new book coming out that I'm going to carry and that I'm super excited because you've gone to new levels exposing the Bush crime family and the Nazi connection. And that's what leads me to this point, because I'm going to be exploring this the next few weeks on air. The New World Order is like Eskimo art. For those that don't know what a Inuit art looks like, I think it's really beautiful. You look at it one direction, it's a killer whale. Another direction, it's a bear. Another direction, it's a child. Another direction, it's a wolf, a husky. A caribou, I've got some Inuit art my folks have got when they're up in Alaska that's just, it's gorgeous. And every way you turn it, it looks like something else by design. And that's what I find with the New World Order. I mean, you can look at it from the angle of Zionists run the whole thing, and they are in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as Catholics run it all, and they're in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as it's Protestants, and they're in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as British in every level and facet. Or it's German in every level and facet. But then at the top, it's all a select group through compartmentalization, through the Russian dolls, you know, through that system within system within system. And that's what gives them almost invincibility, is because the public still looks at things as one group or another. And I think it's their key cloaking device or camouflage that they run through all the groups.
Absolutely. Well, what it comes back to is Illuminati theology and practice. Now, whether the Illuminati exist as such is debatable, but their philosophy has certainly lived on, and basically it's the end justifies the means, which means you can lie, cheat, steal, kill, you can do anything if it will achieve your purpose. And the people who are at the heart of the ruling wealthy elite that are trying to get total chokehold on this planet certainly adhere to the Illuminati doctrine. And that's why that you'll find them posing as communists, you'll find them posing as capitalists, you'll find them posing as Republicans, you'll find them posing as Democrats, liberals, conservatives, anything to keep their opponents off balance. And
but the way to discover them is they'll put out rhetoric one way, but always push the New World Order, centralization, break up the family agenda. People then say,
exactly.
Well, who do we know who's good and who's bad? Anybody who's against the New World Order policies across the board, that's who you can trust. Anybody who's got more than a five-year track record, too. Jim, haven't you found they always blow their cover within about 5 years?
Oh, yeah, usually sooner than that. And, you know, I guess the classic example is President George W. Bush. Early on, he was the neoconservative. He's the conservative. He's the Republican, which has always stood for lesser government, decentralized government, balanced budgets. And he said all the right things, and he belonged to the right party. And yet, he didn't do any of that. We now have the highest deficits ever. We have more centralized government than ever. He's done the exact opposite of everything he's ever said he stood for.
JimMars.com is the website. Links up on Infowars.com to his site. When we come back, Jim, let's get your take on the three stooges, the three puppets. Really no difference between any of them. And we'll get your take on where this election's going on the other side. Jim Mars is our guest.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Alone.
lonesome highway east of Omaha. Listen to the
2 years ago, the Bilderberg Group, we got the leak that they were going to have oil at $200 a barrel within 3 years. That gives them about a year to get that job done. And here is the AP headline today. OPEC president sees $200 oil per barrel. That's actually out of Reuters. Warren Buffett says recession may be worse than feared. This is all a shearing process. Jim Mars, your analysis on what's happening with this three-way race. I mean, no doubt all three candidates are owned by the same people. Who do you think they're gunning to put in, or does it even matter?
Well, we only have one true choice in this election because Barack Obama, his chief advisor is Zygmunt Brzezinski and his son, Trilateral Commission, New World Order. Behind Hillary Clinton, of course, is the Bilderbergers, New World Order, and Council on Foreign Relations members. And behind John McCain is Henry Kissinger, for God's sake, the architect of our foreign policy, which has gotten us into the mess that we're in today. So the only true choice in this election is to vote for either one of those three, in which case you get the New World Order and the North American Union, more loss of liberty, more chipping and computerized surveillance, or you can vote for Ron Paul, who's still in the running and who is actually talking about what most Americans would agree to, which is enforcing the immigration laws, enforcing the border laws, looking and investigating the Federal Reserve System, which is a private banking system, and less interference with government, and using our military for its original design purpose, which is to defend the country. But, of course, nobody gets to hear this because the New World Order people own and control the five corporations that control the media. And when I say media, it's not just the news. Alex, as you well know, it controls publishing, billboards, magazines, CDs, music, you name it. It's all controlled by one of these five corporations.
And if you wonder about unification, an example of that is the NFL, you know, all these supposed conservative mainline things, pushing global warming, pushing global taxes, pushing, you know, this world system. They know what they're doing, and they are unified. You know, I'm worried if Barack Obama gets elected that they're going to kill him, and then we're going to have riots all over this country, which they'll use as an excuse to bring in martial law. McCain is totally insane. Bomb, 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 Iran. And what Newt Gingrich said 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, what others have said, is it's going to be a Hillary/Obama ticket, and that, you know, of course, he's evil, CFR, Bilderberg Group as well, but they like to brag beforehand, and that's what I see happening. And I've always said Hillary, even though people have always thought it was going to be Obama, and maybe I'm going to be wrong, but that's what the insiders have said. And notice she just keeps hanging in there, or Obama gets in and they kill him. I know he's New World Order, but still, folks, it's just the whole thing stinks to high heaven. And, of course, Hillary and Obama want socialized health care, which is the government controlling your health care and making you take drugs, making you take injections. People who are for socialized health care don't think of that. You know, Hitler had socialized health care. But, you know, McCain is even leaning towards more taxes and socialized health care. But that's the only one plus for McCain, is that he at least has not openly said he wants socialized health care.
Well, yeah, but am I the only one that's concerned that if McCain gets elected, that we have a president with his finger on the nuclear trigger, who for 5.5 years was in the hands of Soviet mind control experts? Talk about your Manchurian candidate. You know, by his own admission, while he was captive, they worked on him. He told them secrets. He told them military secrets. He gave up everything. And the story that strikes me, Alex, is I don't know if you saw this. There was an article in the Florida newspaper where they were interviewing a former Castro journalist who, during Vietnam, had gone over to Hanoi and decided he wanted to interview the son of the admiral that was in charge over there, John McCain. And so he conducted an interview with John McCain, according to this story, the interview was not conducted in the Hanoi Hilton, the prison. It was conducted in a lavish downtown hotel. So McCain was getting some extraordinary treatment there, and according to the documents now coming out of the old Soviet Union, they sent Russian mind control experts.
Let's come back and talk about the Manchurian candidate. Oh, I would never vote for McCain. I'm not saying he's good. They're all evil. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our beloved.
We're going to have Tex Mars in studio this week for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You'll be able to watch live when this radio show transfers into a television show in the fourth hour. And whenever we have a guest in studio with an archive, the multi-camera shoot, the document cam, the computer cam, the video feed cam, the guest cam, the cams on me, all mixed together in a hour to two-hour video file that we post after the live show for your viewing ease, and so you can spread it out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, the cost of 2 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, and it makes what we do here possible. If you had a PrisonPlanet.tv membership years ago, it's been around more than 4 years now, 4 years at the start of this month, 4 years and 20-something days, then, it's been pretty good in the past. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV shows, in-studio interviews. Now we're adding, take Endgame. You got an hour and 40 minutes of extras that weren't on the DVD, Endgame 1.5. Stuff like the Japanese interviewing me. We set up a camera, tape that, put it up. You get behind-the-scenes stuff. PrisonPlanet.tv. We now have two CDNs, content distribution networks. So you can get our videos at four times T1 speeds if you've got the connections. You can download them in almost DVD quality. We're going to add a facet soon. We're going to upload them in DVD quality. I just got to hire a whole other person just to do all that because it takes so long to encode those and upload them and do them that way. But they're already super good. So PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Also, in the fourth hour, a lot of times don't even do the commercials myself. We still run those out over the network, and I do behind-the-scenes stuff during the breaks here. So it's even more of a reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. By the way, a couple of loose ends here, and I'm going to create a frequently asked questions section on Infowars.com and just direct people there. I keep meaning to do this, and we need to. I just, again, have a limited staff, but we need to do it. Frequently asked questions. I get emails all the time. One of my friends in New York was asking me about it last night, so it must be an issue. It was, hey, why do you have a John McCain ad on your website? Or why do you have an Army National Guard thing on your website? Or why do you have a Hillary thing on your website? Or some law enforcement college thing? Here's the problem. When you accept Google Ads, they put what they want on your site. Now, you can go in and pre-block things, but you can't think of it all. I mean, who would think that Hillary would advertise? Who would think that McCain would advertise? Well, they just buy giant packages on thousands of websites. Who would think let me think of something else that's been real bad. UN or Bill Clinton and the George Bush Sr. and the Hurricane Relief Fund. Who would think that? And so we can't imagine all the websites that are out there, so we have to ban URLs. And then Kurt Nimmo has to go in and ban those. And then he has to call me and ask, do you want me to ban this too? That's why I'm telling Kurt now on air, just ban whatever you don't like, Kurt. Here, how's that sound? I've also told Watson that. I mean, I got people that put ads on my website to buy my DVDs on eBay for $1 a piece on my website. I'm not putting that up there. I have to go ban them. You understand? So, can you imagine my especially all the new listeners we have that aren't that sophisticated yet, they go see that, and there's no way to. The problem is, if I get rid of my Google Ads, I'll have to close a website down. I mean, we need the capital from that. We have to wait till something goes up to then take it off. And there's also people that detract on the comment sections on the sites, which we don't censor. So people get in there and say, look, he's taking Google, or he's taking McCain ads. He's under their control. And then I can even comment in there, no, that's Google Ads. Shut up, liar. Shut up, Jesuit. You know, we all know you're a Knight of Malta. And I'm like, nobody in my family's Catholic. I'm not. Shut up, we have proof. Well, what's the proof? Shut up, devil. Or, you know, whatever the thing is. Again, it's an illness, a mass illness. The same thing goes for that I work for ABC. We have posted links to ABC Star Guide 3, where you can call and rent a feed yourself, just like you can call AT&T and get a cell phone. And we rent one. That's how you're on radio. That's how the radio signal gets to the receivers in the radio stations. The biggest thing was ABC News till a few years ago. We may have to get another satellite, actually. And now it's like Fox, but they won't lease feeds. It's Fox Radio News. And you have to go lease one from them. There was actually lawsuits over a decade ago against big telecommunications giants because they wouldn't lease people feeds. They had to be sued, not ABC, but another company. You can buy it from Jones. What's the other name? Clear Channel or ABC. That's the three Star Guide satellites. I don't know how else to explain this to you. But again, our detractors know that. They take that and they twist that deceptively and say that we are owned and run by ABC, which is, you could go to Minnesota and go look at Midas Resources, Inc., the corporation. It's not. There's a Genesis porno magazine. People say that we are owned by that. It's not true. I didn't mean to digress, Jim, and it's not that I don't like being criticized. I really don't care. It's that so much of our movement spends its time talking about little side issues they can't prove instead of the elephant running over us that's in our face.
Well, what's interesting to me is most of those communication satellites have all been paid for by us to begin with. There was a New York company that was put up 33 satellites or whatever.
Iridium.
Using government contracts and then declared bankruptcy or went broke or whatever, turned them all over to the government. And now the government tells us what, controls, what goes on those feeds.
But, I mean, the COINTELPRO, and they're not all COINTELPRO, some aren't, but, the stuff they do, the way they manipulate, and again, it's not about me being criticized. It's that our movement spends so much of its time ninnying or talking about who they like or who the best is. Or this is not a beauty pageant. This is a red-level crisis. We're in the front-line ditches here.
Right, and it's coming to an apex. It's good, pretty quickly it's going to be, do we all go to our knees or do we stand up for freedom?
Jim, what are the subjects in the time we've got left you think are most important? Before you leave, I want you to give us a little hint, because this is Bombshell, a major publisher, about the Nazi element, the occultic Germanic death cult nature of all of this. But before we do that, what is most important on Jim Mars's mind?
I think what's most important is to not become trapped in the matrix woven by the electronic media, to where all you can think about and debate is Obama said that and Hillary said this and they countered with this and they did that. That's just distraction.
Yes.
Again, the people behind the curtain, the people that are really running the show, they control all three of the major candidates, and there are other candidates, but you never hear about them. That is control over the media and over the information.
Well, I agree with you. I liken it to World War II, where they put out fake tanks and blow up, jeeps and things to fool the enemy about troop movements. That's all Hillary, Obama, and Bush are, is their decoys out there to get everybody focused on it.
Distractions. That's just distractions. What we need to be concentrating on, and if there was a real news media, they would be focusing on this, and instead of day-to-day headlines about some celebrity or sports event or whatever, which is all fine and good, but there needs to be a concentration on real news, and that has to do with government concentration, the immense power of the pharmaceutical corporations. In fact, according to the Center for Public Integrity, Osama bin Laden and Hillary Clinton both are the largest recipients of campaign contributions from the pharmaceutical corporations. No wonder they're talking about a national health care plan that will require you to buy all of these drugs that the big pharma is putting out. And when you go back and look, and this will be covered in some detail in my new book that's coming out at the end of June, you have to go back and look at the Nazi origins of these pharmaceutical corporations.
It's amazing.
And that, that's another story there. This is one of the biggest stories not going reported. One of the things that most people in America today are truly concerned about are these school shootings and teen suicides. There's always some big hoorah every time something like that happens, and yet they talk about guns and they talk about the educational standards and they talk about everything except the true cause, which is psychotropic drugs.
I've never seen a case where a woman chops off her baby's arms or drives them into a river or you have a mass shooter. They're always into weird death cults, goth. They're always on Prozac or a mixture of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're always shoot 'em up video game obsessions. They almost always have a dad who's in Air Force mind control or in NASA mind linguistics. In fact, I interrupted you with the break. Go back to McCain and mind control, then let's get into mind control.
Well, mind control, you can accomplish that with several different methods. You can use drugs, you can use other chemicals, you can use electronics. The brain operates on radio frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies. And to give you a somewhat simplistic example is if you put or attach electrodes to a rat's brain and put him in the same cage with a cat, he's going to freak out. And they can actually read, measure these brain waves. Then they can turn around and broadcast those same frequencies to an individual or to whole groups of people, whole populations. And it's not, doesn't mean that everybody's just going to suddenly go screaming down the street in absolute fear, but it works on them. It works on them. It just kind of, you know, you go around and pretty soon you're feeling depressed and then you're feeling agitated. And I mean, this is going on. It's not like it's not happening.
Well, it's in every case because it's those drugs are listed in the psychotropic family.
Right.
And so these people are literally in a mesmerized, sleeping, sleepwalking state. They're brainwaves. When you're on this, you're in a sleepwalking state. And then that opens them up for suggestion. They're playing shoot 'em up games. They're in a violent culture. It's been introduced into their minds that what do you do when you're upset and when you're sad? You commit suicide. Federal studies admit that when the feds started death education, starting in Littleton, Colorado in 1990, there was a Frontline special on it. There was also a 2020 special on it, that then they told the kids about suicide, how to commit suicide. Then that introduces the idea. It's sick.
Oh, it's absolutely unconscionable. And this, of course, coming from a person when I was growing up, the worst violence that I ever experienced was watching television when we saw Hopalong Cassidy shoot the gun out of the bad man's hand and he stands there holding his wrist. You know, that was about it. And I'm not, of course, I'm lead the charge against censorship, but I think that we need to become a little bit more responsible as a society and quit exposing children to cartoons where they just, you know, they just kill each other, and then on up to the teen years where the slasher and kill movies are so predominant.
Well, if you look at the advent of television and the rise of violence, it follows on the exact same graph.
Exactly.
Many university studies show this, as you know. And the first paper targets in World War II, even before World War II, is because most soldiers up close wouldn't shoot another human being. And they went from 80% not shooting to half shooting by Vietnam to like 80% would kill somebody up close to now almost 100%. And they have instinctivized the shooting, the dehumanization, the instinctive shooting, to where now the first video games were to habitualize killing people up close, and now it's been done. And that's what tasers are. I saw non-lethal weapon documents from 20 years ago about how they would train people to use non-lethal to actually get the public and the police ready for the police to just shoot us en masse. You see, the taser is only a training aid for cops actually mowing us down with lead. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, the taser has been sold as a non-lethal weapon, which only encourages the users, law enforcement or otherwise, to, you know, well, I'm not going to kill him, so they're a lot more likely to use it.
Well, non-lethal weapons in their original name were semi-lethal or less lethal, just like SWAT teams when Daryl Gates founded it with the CIA in the 60s in L.A. were called Special Weapons Attack Teams, and that's what they are. Speaking of the devil, all over the nation, the local police, Chicago just served out many 14s to and 30 caliber carbines to every member of the force, saying, quote, they're getting ready for gang wars. The entire attack profile of the government is to wage war on the people. Their own documents say it. And it said that the major cities are turning their SWAT teams into hundreds, in some cases into thousands. So now thousands of black ski masks bust down your door. That attack profile is not for terrorists or gangs. That is for the general public. They are really gearing up for martial law.
Well, and I tell you what really shocked me, although it wasn't a surprise because I've been hearing this for years, was in a recent exercises conducted in Memphis and two or three other cities, they combined local police with the military, with the BATF, with the FBI, and, according to mainstream media accounts, gangs, okay, were working with them on this anti-terrorism drill. So, in other words, when a guy crashes in your door, to take your weapons. It might not even be a trained and an official member of the government. It could be a member of the Crips or the Bloods or one of these gangs.
And I want to be clear,
that
that's all
using.
That's all mainstream news, aggravated felons, illegal aliens. And we're under martial law. When major cities are getting adult curfews, when the police are saying, let us in, we want to search for legal guns, when they're running checkpoints, when they're violating the Bill of Rights, that is martial law. People keep saying, Alex, you say martial law is coming. We are being incrementally, I've always said this, red dawn slow motion. I mean, Jim, is there any doubt that we are more and more entering into martial law?
Well, there's really no question about it. A few months ago, I was in Los Angeles, and late at night, and we're going down this main street, and luckily we turned off onto another street, but right up ahead, there was all these flashing red lights and a big one of those lighted signs that said, police checkpoint, prepare to be searched, and pull over here, and they had cones out, and they funneled everybody in, and they were stopping everybody, I guess searching the cars, looking at everybody. And of course, when you, the mass media has done a wonderful job of instilling fear into everyone, then as far as I know, nobody was objecting. It's absolutely incredible. And then we have this spectacle here in Texas of where they have taken almost 500 kids away from their parents because they didn't like their religious practices and had raided their living space.
Stay there. I want to get your take on. I want to get your take on this when we get back, and then keep you five over in the next hour. And then Steve Quayle's joining us because, yeah, if they've got evidence of crimes individually, with a few of those kids, do something about it. But take hundreds of children without due process and give them to a government that statistically abuses children five times more often than anybody other group. You know, they're saying they're taking all the kids because this is a bad group. What about the government? You're the worst group. You're scum.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals US is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
You know, we're hearing a lot of talk about martial law. I wrote a story with Ed Homan 10 years ago called Martial Law is Here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. And I explained that it was an incremental martial law. Yeah, they're handing out assault rifles to all the police across the country. Yeah, they're training them, and now they're saying for martial law. But does that mean army tanks rolling around the streets and mass arrest and no food? I'm not going to say that. You know, there's a lot of people coming out and saying that. With the economy in so much trouble, there are some food shortages around the world, but most of us are obese. It's going to be tough in the third world, but they'll make it. Food prices are certainly going to go way up. But I also want to be careful, Jim, because, you know, it was the establishment, the Navy, who put out the Y2K report. They said 69 cities wouldn't have power, total collapse. And then about 3 months before, they suddenly said, no, everything's fine. These kooks say it's going to be bad. And we got set up with that. And then they used that to put their emergency management centers in, their fusion centers. They used that to federalize the cities. And then they started it, the hoax. And then it didn't happen like that. And I figured that out by the end. But the point is that I also want to point out that they do this stuff incrementally. And so people who are looking for it just all to happen in one day, I think are missing the boat. I mean, take our economy. It's a slow slide into third world. And what's your take, Jim Mars?
Absolutely. That's what's going on. And, of course, I guess my problem is that I've lived too long because I can remember what life was like in the old republic. But you have to understand that at the very top, the people who control the 5 corporations, that control everything we see and hear, that control the banking system, that can control the stock market so they can run stocks up and down or whatever, these people might be authoritarian, they might be murderous even, but they're not stupid. They have access to the think tanks and to the foundations that have their finger on the pulse of the life of the nation, and they know exactly what to do to pull our chains and get us to go along with stuff. When Bush first took office, gasoline was like, what, $1.50 a gallon, okay, or less? And he's the one who supposedly represents less government, less control, freewheeling capitalism, and yet look where gasoline prices are today. If they had jumped from $1.50 to $3.95, there would be a nationwide revolution. But they've just eased it up at the same time telling us we have to tighten the belt because we're in a World War II situation with the terrorists, whoever they are, with no capital, no territory to gain, no objective to get in our hands. It's just an ongoing fear-mongering tactic to allow them to run rampant with their corporate business practices. And when you put that all together and you find out that they are at the same time pushing social programs, education, the old folks, Social Security, they push it. We are obviously now into a socialistic society, and it's being propelled by nationalism. Oh, well, we're in a war on terrorism. We have to protect the country, and our country's right or wrong, and we're going to bring freedom and democracy to the rest of the world. So you put those together, and what have you got? National socialism. Okay? And what's the acronym for national socialism? Nazi. And there you have it. It's right in our face, but it's just like you well know, Alex, their favorite trick is to put everything just kind of in the open, but they have us look at it from a different viewpoint.
Stay there. One more segment with Jim Mars. We'll give you his website and tell you about some of his latest books. Also, just in, chaos over Ron Paul, cut short gathering. Wait till you hear this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at these headlines. Making sure Osama does not hijack a bass boat, AP. U.S. Air Force calls for mission to combat climate change. They want to spray the sky for you. How town hall snoopers hijack anti-terror powers to track down dog fouling. Dogs pooping, folks. Anti-terror forces. You can't make this up. Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk. You know what pasteurization lets them do? It lets them feed you rotten cow dung and blood and pus. I don't want to get into it here on air, but I know all about dairies. And it doesn't matter. It's unbelievable. They SWAT teamed him, by the way. That's what it's all about. Land of the coward, home of the slaves. NYPD torch teams send police into the subways, randomly searching everyone, handing out machine guns to the police, against, saying they're getting ready for something big. Who knows? I don't. It's just... just amazing. Jim Mars, in closing here, do you think it's going to be incremental, the continued takeover, or is it going to be a big, big mass takeover? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, again, having lived so long, I can go back to the 50s when they were could see the spread of fascism in this country and of tyrannical practices. But, of course, back then, we were all told that it was the communists. They were all behind it, okay? And, of course, we had just gotten finished with defeating the German National Socialists. And so then, but then went the collapse of communism. So things went along kind of incrementally until the collapse of communism. And then all of a sudden, after a brief respite, we got the Bush administration in, the neoconservatives. And don't you agree, Alex, that the timetable seems to have been rushed up, that we're kind of seems they're hurrying up, that it's almost as though they do know that something very, very traumatic is going to be happening in the future. So they want to get hold of us right now while they still have.
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, we had tens of trillions of dollars of debt 10 years ago. 12 years ago, they had camps built. They'd martial law train the police. They could have gone ahead with it then, but in comparison, it just gets bigger and bigger and more, and they're shifting much of the economy, much of the college grads over into this, the vocational schools. It isn't computer repair or computer programming or animal husbandry. It's all police state. And for those that don't know, millions and millions of cops are going to find something to do, and it's going to be running your life.
I think one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made is to allow them to privatize prisons, which means private companies run the prisons. Well, private companies are in it for the profit.
And now we're going to have Blackwater domestically running operations.
Exactly. And so they have every incentive to keep everyone in prison and to keep adding to the prison population, which now in the United States totals more than all of Europe combined.
Well, we are 5% of the world's population, and we have about 35% of the world's prison population.
Right, exactly. And, every time I hear that, I can't help but think of Ayn Rand, because she once, in one of her books, I think it was Atlas Shrugged, she said, you can't control free citizens, but so you pass a myriad of laws so that the average guy can't go through the day without violating some law, and you can control criminals.
Well, take the income tax. Different CPAs will give you a different filing each time. No one's following the law. You can't do it right. It's designed to ensnare you. Jim, I want to come back and plug some of your books. 1 minute on the other side, then Steve Quayle. But everybody listen up on how to get Jim's stuff on the other side. His website, jimmars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll be going to Steve Quayle, talk show host in his own right, author, researcher. He'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast today. At the end, I'm going to play a 10-minute compilation out of a new film. This section's called Mad Scientist. I want you to hear top transhumanists say their plan is to kill you. But their plan is mass death. When we talk about how they want to kill 80 to 90% of us, we're not joking around. But going back to Jim Mars to finish up, Jim, tell us about some of your latest books and work and jimmars.com.
Well, you can go and see my books at jimmars.com. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S.com. And keep up with some of the news that you won't hear in the mainstream media. You can also go to any bookstore. You can get my book, Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy, which is the biggest selling Kennedy assassination book. You can get Alien Agenda, which is a nonfiction journalistic overview of the UFO situation. And you can get Rule by Secrecy, which will tell you who these people are, how they came to be, and what their game plan is, and then right on up through the Terra Conspiracy.
And by the way, we carry that book at Infowars.com as well.
Yes, Deception 9/11 and the Loss of Liberty. And then I have a new one coming out. It'll be available around the 1st of July that's going to blow everybody's mind. So be sure and be looking for that, because it will, again, pinpoint and bring right up to date who is behind this destruction of the United States.
And you've discovered it's bottom line. I mean, it's what the BBC and others now admit, the Nazi connection.
Right, except you have to understand, again, Nazi is simply an acronym for National Socialism.
And it didn't start over there. It actually came from here and went over there.
It came from Wall Street, the Bank of England. So the very same people who created the German Nazis are now trying to turn North America into a National Socialist state.
Well, look at the name of Homeland Security. Look at how the 68 Gun Control Act is word-for-word German translation from their Gun Control Act. I mean, the uniforms, the nomenclature. Jim, this is going to be big. Can't wait to talk to you then. Take care.
Okay. Good to be with you.
God bless you. JimMars.com. Okay, shifting gears now to Steve Quayle. I haven't done a pre-interview with Steve. There's so much to talk about. Steve, what do you think is most important to discuss out of the gates today?
Well, I think, Alex, what you and I have been warning about for over a decade and a half, we're now at the point where there's no more warning, there's no more events that need to lead up to the big event, which in my opinion is the annihilation and the extermination of almost 90% of the world's population. No food, no fuel, no future. I heard you talking to Jim about the destruction of the genetically modified crops, normal crops, inserting genetically modified crops, producing genetically modified people. And the ultimate, you know, there's a word out there that it describes it all, and it's basically the extermination of mankind. And that's what's underway. So the warnings have been given, all of your video productions, all of your broadcasts, everything leads us to this point now where we're seeing it all implemented, Alex. And that's
Xenocide.
Pardon?
Xenocide.
Absolutely. And the thing is that we're now in and I believe we are in a scaled up time period. Between now and my time period, let's just hit it, be by fall, late October, I think the country that people believed that they might even see a reflection of will be no more. All of your work that's gone police state, let's face it, come on, with the newest introduction of the info that you've posted on your site, Mayor Daley of Chicago, 13,000 M4s, the mayor of Boston wanting his police force to look more terrifying. Excuse me.
Let me stop you. See, this is getting so bad that I have mainline reports. In fact, I had that in my stack. I've got to dig the original headline out. Police chief says, yeah, I want black uniforms. I want the public afraid. Then they say, we're going to turn all our cops into SWAT team members. We're getting ready. I mean, they are gearing up, Steve.
Right. Well, I think the thing that people need to understand is so many times, Alex, over the years, I get asked the question, where is all this money coming from that we don't have? Obviously, all the trillions or tens of trillions, if not hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, just the United States. The point is that... they're spending money like there is no tomorrow because they're actively preparing for the day there is no tomorrow. And it doesn't matter if it's the prison camps, the UN troops, everything that we've been ha-ha'd at for all these years. Now people are recognizing when, quote, they can't get rice, they can't get wheat, and they certainly can't get fuel. As you and I are speaking on the air today, you know, the truckers are headed to Washington, D.C. And the point is that there comes a point, Alex, where it the time and the effort to try and inform will be over. And the only thing we can do is say, people, it's no longer guess what's going to happen. It's happening now.
Well, they've always, in the last 20 years or so, had enough of an infrastructure in to try it. And we had to report all along that they could do it any minute, though we always thought it was out in the future. But now the busy buzzing, the beehive, as they are just everywhere. And I'm trying to pull that article up right now. I'd even forgotten about that this weekend, with the major police chief saying, we fired the old police chief. I'm back in power. We're getting rid of the less scary uniforms, and we want to terrify the public. That's terrorism. Their own manuals say the black mask is for fear. It's the old inquisitor, you know, would wear a black mask, the old executioner. And then Mayor Daley says we're getting ready to basically have fights with the public. That's mainstream news, issuing them all automatic weapons. I mean, my God, here's the bottom line. They're going to bankrupt the economy. We're going into slavery. They know you're not going to like it. The whole war on terror is about a war on you. It's the government run by the elite versus the people. It's been a complete hoax. They control Al Qaeda. I mean, Steve, can you explain that to people?
Well, sure. I think the thing that people need to understand is that it's a Hegelian dialectic with a new abrogation of terms we're familiar with. For instance, the war on terror. As you know, Alex, and you do a wonderful job in explaining this in your videos, but you initially start out with focusing and localizing your definition of terror. Then little by little, you expand everyone and anyone that you want to include in that. And that's why Chertoff has been the man, I think, responsible under Department of Homeland Security. Look, you and I are the two guys that talked at length years ago about Marcus Wolf and Primakov, okay, being brought to the United States. And now we've got the tattletale nation. We've got the situation where basically, the neighborhood watch groups are going to be reporting to Department of Homeland Security. And by the way, Alex, people need to understand that one of the things that's going to be a signal post for them to see is that if Denver starts to see an influx of a mass amount of federal officials, I think it's been lost over the years, but Denver becomes the provisional capital of the United States when Washington, D.C. is taken out. So the rumors out there that people who are in the know are, and I'd say this, I cannot confirm these at this point, but that Denver's going to experience massive fuel shortages, and that is a precursor to keeping everybody in their place.
Also, exactly, this is all being orchestrated, and that's admitted. The GMO company said they wanted to corner the market, cause problems, make you eat GMO, infect everything, cause shortages. Notice the more everything, the same thing with the fuel. OPEC says they may send it up to $200 a barrel. Folks, you think $118 a barrel is bad? Imagine $200. That'll be $6-$7 a gallon gas. All of this squeezing you, but you never blame the government because they're protecting you from Al Qaeda. They use that as the organizing force. And now Rush Limbaugh has called for riots and burning cars in Denver at the Democratic Convention. Meanwhile, the Recreate 68 group, their subgroups are calling for attacking police, throwing blood on them. That's to create riots. I mean, you can just see the operation right out in the open.
Absolutely. And now let's, couple that in with what's going on in New York with the shooting of that black guy in cold blood. Come on, 50 rounds. You know, the thing is, I think, Alex, people need to become infuriated because what is not still registering is, look, if they'll shoot an unarmed guy, and I know the circumstances, I read the situation, but you don't, you know, pump out 50 rounds and you don't go into that situation, then put it before a judge who's going to rule against all common sense. And look, this is the attitude that's out there. And I believe that the outcome of that trial was preset because I believe the same guys behind the curtain that you and I have spent the majority of our life trying to talk about and warn people about, they're the ones that want to basically get this thing kicked into high gear. And that's why it brings me to this false scenario where, again, this is different than any other scenario. By the way, Dan Dorfman in the New York Sun today had an article where he says, now, come on, that's Mr. Wall Street, okay? He's saying that gas is going to $10 a gallon, oil's going to $200 a barrel. But you see, it's not a question of price, Alex. It becomes a question of availability. Conveniently, yesterday we have a big refinery protest where the union shuts it down. We get 10% from a British refinery, 10% of our refined oil products. Now we've got a situation where obviously everybody is saying, look, the American dollar isn't worth enough, and we want to price it higher and higher and higher. So if you've got $200 oil from this point, you've got, in effect, a de facto currency devaluation of better than 50%, almost 100%. So
yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. The big central banks issued all the liquidity. They bought up all the raw resources and commodities. Now they're going to fold up the Ponzi scheme, totally implode everything, and then turn loose millions of police now openly working with gang members and felons and illegal aliens. I mean, this is all, everything we said has now been announced, and you're going to find out who the terrorists are, folks. It's going to be your house when they're taking it.
Right, and by the way, let me share this with you. There is talk. I have not seen the actual document, Alex, but they are going to include, you ready for this? Financial terrorism. They're going to go after people that were sold the bill of goods by the appraisers, by the mortgage companies. They're going after those guys to throw them into debtor's prison. And you know, we've talked about that.
Well, I've seen that starting in England and also here in the U.S. And it gets worse. It gets worse. They're now saying legal porn is going to be illegal. You're going to go to prison for that. Now, again, I'm not defending pornography. The point is, they put it out there, then you take the bait, you're going to prison.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
for your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. Call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud.
Okay, we're back live talking to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. Steve, you know, we're dealing with this organization who wants total control, who wants to play God, who are doing so many things to destroy the planet while at the same time claiming the mantle of being the protectors of the Earth. Do you think they're going to go ahead and go with some type of hot war against the people where it does come to a head, or is it just going to just incrementally get worse and worse?
Well, I think that based on Daily and what I'm hearing from the backside, and I want to read you, if, by the way, don't let me get away from an interview that was done off air between two of the pilots, actually while they're in the air spray-planing us with chemtrails. I think they're going to initiate a form of genetic attack upon the crops. That's why they put the seeds away in the Noah's Ark equivalent of Svalbard, the New World Order elite seed bank, okay? But the thing is that to answer your question specifically, they're going for it, Alex, okay? The bottom line is that all of the money, and people need to realize this, they're spending billions, if not trillions, to know everything we think, do, and say, to track us in every single way, and yet, you know, they want to make sure they hide behind the blast black mass. I remember when you and I first did that interview a number of years ago, we said there's only one group of people in the world that hide behind the black mass, and those are the assassins. But now, let me read you. Can I just read you something that's a paragraph that'll blow your mind?
Go ahead.
These people are laughing at us, laughing at the people out there. They don't see what we, the fact that we don't see or they think we don't see what they're doing. Okay, this was on the 23rd of April. It was 123.475, the band. And this was their 10th day. There's two pilots talking, two spray plane pilots talking that this is their 10th day up over Maryland and Rhode Island, and that today they're doing Rhode Island, and they're now logging about 9.5 hours per day each. This is their talking between each other. And then John, one of the pilots, says that his plane is having some kind of malfunction, which he said wasted time and is cutting into his salary because it keeps happening. Right as he got up to altitude to start the first line today, spraying the chemtrails in the sky, he said that we're flying in Bravo airspace between 4,000 and 8,000 feet AGL above ground level. And he's serious, he's serious and curious at the same time why they're having issues with their GPS and how it doesn't happen when he does the Chicago area or other areas. Then he said this, here's quote for quote, when we're done and we exit the area, we should do a big circle around the Bravo airspace and see how much we can mess up the national air traffic system. Totally screw them up. Then they both laugh, yeah, that would be awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, this is underway. You know, Alex, there used to be a joke. People used to laugh at some of the information you and I would put out. But here are the spray plane pilots absolutely
spraying. Let me stop you. Mainstream news today, it's up on prisonplanet.com. Military wants to save the Earth's environment by spraying the clouds, giving us a sunscreen from the solar radiation. Textbooks, government approved, admit they're spraying us. There's all these different government programs that have now come out where they admit, but they claim it's for weather. We know that's part of the program, but my point is that something is going on. In 1996, before that, trails disappeared. Now, many of the trails don't disappear. They hang for hours and get bigger. How many programs do you think there are, Steve, from all your study?
Well, from what I've been told by people that basically war against these people in the world of, you know, what I call the silent war that's going on, different aspects of our military at war with each other, there's at least a dozen different programs being incorporated in the chemical spraying. Let me share this with you. You talked about genetically modified, talking about transhumanism and the genetically modified organisms. The point is that Cliff Carnicom and others have documented red human leukocytes in the chemtrail spray. Everything that they spray supposedly to modify the weather. Listen, this is nothing new. Weather modification was the original Dr. Teller of Majestic 12, his desire to give that a cover. The real thing.
Stay there, stay there. Yeah, no, Jim Keith, in his book, Black Helicopters Over America 1 and 2, has all the mainstream articles where they did the test of white blood cells being sprayed on people. And there's all the thousands of declassified examples. They're altering our DNA right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our guest is Steve Quayle. We'll be opening the phones up, coming up here in a few minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call me on my local studio line at 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. We'll go back to my good friend Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, here in just one moment. Before we go back to him, I hope everybody will get the film I consulted on that's aired more than 50 times the last 2 months on Showtime. It's one of their main programs right now. They're really proud of it. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. We have met the enemy, and it's our own government, exposing the fact that the vast majority of narcotics are shipped in, laundered, and controlled by the federal government and the private banks that control our government. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. It's not available in stores until the 24th of May. I am the only person that has this film, and I have it discounted $5. It's $29.95. You can go to the stores and see what they're offering it for when it comes out. You can pre-order it a few places now. Well, we have it in stock because I'm the consultant on the film. American Drug War, $24.95. 3 hours of extras, a two-hour film, 5 hours, $24.95. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Also, we've got William Lewis's new bombshell film, what I'm calling, you know, the new freedom to fascism, Washington, You're Fired. Also available at Infowars.com for $19.95. And then don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. When we start the fourth hour in about 25 minutes with Steve Quayle with us, you'll be able to have the document cam, the video cam on myself. I'll show you news articles on the document cam and a lot more coming up in the next hour if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And also, folks, this show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for our sponsors, like Interfood, the best green food out there. A lot of brands of this. I've tried a lot of them. They give me stomach aches, headaches. They got weird herbs in them. This doesn't. This just has foods that are known to have trace minerals and vitamins and just amazing things in them. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, colorelina, spirulina, chlorella, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity. Interfood, give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off your order. Order in bulk, get 20% off on top of the 10%. Great deal. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. You can also, of course, go to Infowars.com and link through on the Inner Health Botanicals link there on the site, and you can get 10% off by linking through there as well. Going back to Steve Quayle. Steve, before we run out of time and take all these calls, tell us about your website, some of the research, some of the books you've written. I mean, you wrote stuff about how they were spraying us in the air 10 years ago, 12 years ago. You really are one of the trailblazers that realized just how diabolical their program was. Tell folks about some of the work you've done.
Well, I think the most important work I've done that's concurrent with what we're talking about today is Weather Wars. And Weather Wars is different than most people write about HARP. I go into the entire thinking mindset, and I would call subset or subhuman set, that basically has brought us to where we are now. You can literally look at the time chemtrails spraying, and chemtrail, not contrail, chemical spraying started, and liken it to the droughts, Alex. Now, droughts produce famine. The bottom line is, you and I have quoted Catherine Bertini about food being used as a weapon. What is it that people cannot understand about absolute hydrophilic, in other words, water-absorbing particles being sprayed over rain clouds, and all of a sudden the entire history of rain for areas is no longer related to
And then we start finding out that thousands of universities and government agencies, scores of government agencies, admit they're, quote, doing research manipulating weather with particles. And then now the military comes out in the last week in like five different announcements saying that they are doing it. I mean, so much is coming out now. Why? It seems like they don't even care. Yeah, we're spraying you. Yeah, we bring the drugs in. I mean, just all of it, Steve.
Can I tell you what I've said for now since I started talk radio? I said, and this is, I'll stand on this because, again, before God allows a judgment on this nation, when I say judgment, I'm talking destruction, okay? I wish we could turn it around. The best that we can do, and the others who fight bravely against all this stuff, and I'm not talking about you and I on the radio, Alex, alone, other people that are on the radio, but I'm talking about literally men and women in the armed services who know what's going on, that are literally laying their lives down daily to try and buy you and I and our listening audiences another day. But the thing is that this whole scale, decimation, destruction, annihilation, and extermination is underway And I got to tell you something. I gave out, I think, 400 of my Weather Wars books to veterans when I was on Coast to Coast about, I don't know, 6 months ago. And to a man or a woman that got those, the ones that would write me back, and I probably got at least 200 emails or letters back, many times a lot of the amazing stories, some real heroes and heroines. But the bottom line is that they said, it's always been us. In other words, it's the planned, and this is the thing that really is hard for me to say, but the planned destruction is now full-scale underway. The food is going to fail. The genetically altered crops, when I wrote Breathe No Evil more than a decade ago, obviously Breathe No Evil related to the time we would be coming into. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon, most people didn't know what transhumanism was, or the word chimera. Most people didn't understand that the Hitler eugenists were over time. And by the way, Alex, in my opinion, what people see being put forth in the press is absolutely 50 years after the fact.
Oh, I agree. I remember getting on the air 13 years ago, seeing BBC and others report that they'd created cross-species human-animal hybrids, but kept them at embryonic level, and we know better than that. And then just last month, they announced kind of to the sheeple in a big announcement across all media that, yeah, we've got half human, half cow. But they admit that I remember reading that they had in Costa Rica 5 years ago, Washington Post reported, part human, part chimpanzee, but they wouldn't, quote, show them. I mean, this is all light years ahead of what we even know. That's why they're on such power trips. They've got super weapons. They've developed all these incredible antimatter weapons. They now admit but won't declassify exactly what they do. San Francisco Chronicles reported with antimatter weapons, the cyclotrons, the heavy reactors, the superconducting super colliders. I mean, this is total bedlam. And then you actually read what the globalists say. They just say, we're suicidal nihilists. We just want to kill.
And that's exactly what they're going to do. And it's almost like the book that was written almost 20 years ago, A Higher Form of Killing. See, this is something that most people cannot wrap their minds around, even people that listen to you and listen to me and grasp different parts of the puzzle. The whole puzzle is that this thing isn't happening by chance. These are not random acts of global warming. These are designed and implemented plans for total destruction, total world annihilation. And what does the elite get out of this? They get the promise of eternal life. They get to be basically, they get a new clone body. They get their entire sentience. That means their self-consciousness, everything that they have in their brains downloaded. And guess what? They never have to face the God of the universe or his judgment, because the devils provide them with basically an e-ticket out of having to face the living God. It isn't going to happen. Jesus said, Alex, that except the days be short, there be no flesh left alive. Now, that's a real time marker in where we're at, because we're at the point now with everything that you just identified, whether it's relativistic, heavy ionic colliders, super colliders, all of the different beam weapons, antimatter, contramatter, everything that's out there is basically designed to do one thing, and it's weaponized. So when I hear that the military, good night, they ought to go read their own Air Force report from almost a decade ago, you know, that they're now admitting to weather warfare or weather modification. The point is that they talked about by 2025, they'll own the weather. And what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, with the earthquakes going on right now, and can I just touch on this real quick?
Yeah, I want to get into that. I want to get into the earthquakes just a moment, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, Alex, no one will deal with this except you.
Why are we having them in Illinois? I mean, powerful ones. Why are they having mega ones off the coast of Oregon?
Well, first of all, if you understand the whole technology of...
Secretary of Defense Cohen admitted in 97 in Army Times, he said, we have tectonic weapons.
Absolutely, and that's what's going on. And I can tell you from incredibly brave men and women that are listening to this show and interview right now, I mean, we are chasing some very...
Well, I've been told by good sources, have you seen the movie The Core?
Yes.
I've been told by good sources that they actually have stuff like that.
Absolutely, and they also have stuff, if you've ever, and what we're fighting against soon is, if you've ever seen the movie The Cave and Descent, you know, two very horrific movies. If you've ever seen the movie Hellboy, at the beginning of that, have you ever seen that, Alex?
No, Hellboy. I haven't seen Hellboy.
Yeah, Hellboy is, the gist of it is the Nazi technology opening up stargates. In other words, literally messing with God's creation to allow things that most of us only think live in science fiction into our realm, you know. And so we're right at that period of time where, when it's not an understatement, it's not a metaphor, it's not alliteration to say all hell is breaking loose. But the thing that people have got to understand is that information has to be a catalyst. It has to be a motivator to get themselves out of harm's way. Look, there is going to be no food. There is going to be no fuel. If people understand what you've presented all these years on talk radio, is that the bottom line is that global enslavement, that's for the lucky ones that basically will toe the party line. It's global annihilation, and these people, obviously, even a new quote just today, another quote, you know, we need to rid the population of the planet down, and it was Ted Turner.
Yeah, that's Ted Turner. Now, Massachusetts police get black uniforms to instill fear, sense of fear, Associated Press, April 24th. I wanted to read this because I don't want to just, you know, tell people that and then they not have it. Folks, this is how, and things have gotten so bad that I have this article and it didn't even shock me anymore and I didn't even cover it. Okay, that's when you know it's bad. This is Associated. Now, we always told you that black mask and black uniforms are always an archetypal level, which they're masters of, basic psychology. It is meant to say we're the bad guys. Okay, so it says the city's new police commissioner, William Fitchett, I want to get him on, says members of the department's street crime unit will again don black military-style uniforms as part of his strategy to deal with youth violence. Fitchett's predecessor, Edwin Flynn, had ditched the black attire as part of an effort to soften the image of the unit. Flynn's left Springfield in January to become the police chief in Milwaukee. Sergeant John Delaney told the city council hearing Wednesday that the stark uniforms send a message to criminals, and everybody else, I would add, that officers are serious about making arrests. Delaney said the sense of fear has been missing for the past few years. Now, there were federal grants over a decade ago. This all really accelerated a decade ago, as Steve knows, because I was interviewing him back then. I know he was saying it. Federal grants for black uniforms, federal grants for the riot Darth Vader outfits they wear. They advertise them and say, be a stormtrooper. I want the police to know you're having mercury put in your child's shots. You're having fluoride put in your water. Thousands of different chemicals and drugs in all the water supplies. In Dallas, they admitted 6 years ago, Prozac in higher levels than it could be just from pills and people's excretions. They're putting it in there. They're spraying you. It's why you feel like crap. The food, the GMO food kills all the rats they feed it to. That's why diabetes is 1 in 3, cancer 1 in 3, from 1 in 33. I mean, the plagues are here now. They're just good at making everybody think everything's okay and kind of marching into the future as they incrementally turn the heat up. I mean, it's here, Steve. As you say, it's just that we've been living in it for so long, we don't recognize it.
And I would say this, Alex, and if we have been talking about it, as we both have, a matter of record, video, previous recorded shows, etc., and we're down the line from here, and most people are now just able to embrace what we've been telling them a decade ago, then can you imagine the ramifications of not where they're just getting to now? And I'm not saying that to sound exclusive or elitist, but I'm just saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, when you understand the transhumanist, that means basically, let me tell you what.
Listen, I've got the top transhumanist with massive government funding on video in mainline TV reports, this thing we're going to play later, just a compilation, where they say, I mean, they say, we hate the humans, and it's the same thing as eugenics, and it's just death, death, death. Go ahead.
Right. I got to tell you something. In the old days when I used to be in an exorcism ministry, and by the way, every Christian's given that authority in the basis of the Word of God, but I can tell you this, the hatred, the contempt they have for their own species, I believe that the entities that are controlling all this are demon-possessed. They're demon-motivated.
Now, let me stop you, Steve. Let me stop you.
Yes.
Even if we have a lot of atheists listening right now, and I'm a Christian, I make no bones about it, but I just cover what I can always prove. I want to make this clear. The elites believe they're channeling demons. The elites believe they're opening stargates with these superconductors. They believe they have their New Age worship center at the UN. They do at the highest levels believe they're being downloading Lucifer. They really do believe this. So even if you don't believe this, they do. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and thank you, Alex, for making that point. And see, that's the bottom line in all of this. The supernatural nature of this stuff is the transforming methodology that they're using. Look, it's the whole thing. It doesn't matter who's talking about. That's the supernatural intelligence. It's supernatural empowering, like you said. Whether people who are atheist, agnostic, they don't believe like you believe or I believe, neither one of us are ashamed of Jesus. The point is, Jesus told us it was going to be like this in the end times. And now, the evil and the amount of evil that is being released is almost unembraceable by the human mind. And by the way, Alex, just since you and I are talking, Drudge just put up on his front page that gasoline may soon cost $10. Just since you and I have been talking.
Well, yeah, the OPEC says it's going to be $200 a barrel. So $200 a barrel, if it's, $350 on average now, like $5 some areas, but $350 on average, it was right around that the other day. I know it's gone up. I can look, give you the actual cent amount, but it's around $350 right now.
Yep.
If it was to go to $200, we would be talking right there about $7 a gallon.
Right, and the point is, though, is that look what this does to the farmer. See, it's a full
cascading
press.
It's a cascading.
Yeah, I like that term. You know, it's not like just one domino's in motion. All the dominoes are in motion from all the different sides that they represent. See,
and the police are having open-air rallies talking about how they're going to fight terror, handing out machine guns and saying, we want to scare you. And every marina is now saying, look for terrorists on the water, join Homeland Security. Homeland Security is getting rid of weight requirements or health for their people. They're openly hiring felons. Austin County just announced, Travis County, they're going to hire felons for the county now. I mean, my God, Steve, this is crazy.
Well, it's not only crazy, but it's crazy by design, okay? And the thing is that I expect, first of all, let me go on record, I expect there to be an assassination attempt on one of the major political figures running for the Democratic Party long before the election. I also expect there to be shooters. The same Luciferians that you and I are always talking about will put their shooters into the field to tag some prominent member of whatever, the black community, the white community, the Hispanic community, and they're turning the screws up. Alex, remember when you and I used to talk together?
Stay there, Steve. It's like before a football play. The players are all lined up. The quarterback's going, blue 23, blue 24, hut, hut, hut!
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Segment in the third hour. We now have the fourth hour. Very thankful to a lot of affiliates that are already picking it up. Not just on AM and FM, but WWCR. Also the internet at InfoWars.com. And on the InfoWars streams, we will continue in some of the breaks unabated. So if you want to hear the full transmission, go to the InfoWars.com streams, because one or two of those commercial breaks, we will not do the break. On the internet streams, a little something extra for everybody. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, we're already encoding and streaming now. We'll be live in 5 minutes with the document cam and the rest of it. Going back to Steve Quayle, Steve, bottom line, the elite, when I say they're insane, that kind of implies they're crazy and don't know what they're doing. No, they're crazy like a fox. But to those of us that are not into darkness, they just revel in death and destruction. They love it. They're like a moth to flame. I don't know if it's all going to go to hell in a handbasket in the next year, but I've never seen it this crazy. I've never seen them serving out machine guns to everybody. To the average cop out there, do you want to say anything to them about how their whole future is going to be destroyed if they go along with this? I mean, not by us, but by their masters. I mean, I know a lot of cops I talk to are waking up, but a lot of them are just modern Americans. You know, we're a country that kills babies, 50 million of them. I mean, a lot of these cops just don't care, and it is all about authority and carrying out evil.
Right. Let me share this with you. A man that gave the information to me years ago on the red, blue, and green list, he's dead, by the way. He was murdered by the very people we're talking about. He basically talked about two lists at that point that were in the millions of names on. Red lists were everything from firearms owners to people that were outspoken. And by the way, this man was the head of a federal cabinet-level position, okay? And the thing that's interesting, Alex, is the police. Let's talk about the blue list. The blue list was designed for them. They're to be incorporated as a brown shirt. So in other words, they'll follow the orders from the computer-generated pickup lists and hold for federal officials.
And they publicly train in every city to drive buses around house to house. That's why they're going to basically convert the cops into SWAT members.
You got it. But the deal is 30 to 45 days. And by the way, this has been validated to me by active duty multiple star generals. Okay, this isn't just a dead guy speaking, but active duty four star generals have said this. And 30 to 45 days after that, they all get whacked too. Because obviously, if they would betray their countrymen, they don't stand a chance in the New World Order.
Well, the Soviets, when they come into Romania or Czechoslovakia, or when the Nazis came in, like Night of the Long Knives, when they're in Rome, the Romans would do that. They always kill who helped them take over.
Absolutely. And see, but again, unless people understand that whole issue, this isn't just you and I yelling, screaming. I got to tell you something. I've screamed myself hoarse. I know you have too sometimes. The point is that it's putting into perspective when you see this. Look, the idea, you control the food, you control the people. The stories, I used to be in the food business, Alex. I can tell you this. I am connected with the biggest food suppliers in the United States and in the world, okay? I can call them on the phone. And when they tell me what's going on and who's buying all the food, it's Bravo Sierras or pure BS or impure BS. It's going to the government. It's being delivered by astronomical amounts of resources they're getting ready to basically pull the plug on all of us. And if people don't get it,
I'm being told the same thing about by sponsors we have that are, you know, some of the biggest out there, like J. Michael Stevens Group. They're saying the same thing, but even the mainstream media is. Of course, they did all this by design. That's even coming out that Big Agra has designed all this, as the UN document said they would. Steve, back in 70 seconds. SteveQuayle.com is his website. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. Steve Quayle is our guest for the rest of the hour. In fact, what I'm going to do is I've kept promising to air the audio. It's about an 8-minute different clips of transhumanists. We're just going to do that coming up in about 10 minutes because I want to get Steve's take on that. We also want to take your phone calls at 512-646-5400. And, of course, the Genesis number, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take calls off both those systems here in just a moment. But right now, going back to Steve Quayle, Steve, for the next 10 minutes, you've got the floor, other key areas, other things that listeners need to know about from all of your research as all of this appears to come to a head, as the enemy openly announces what their plans are for society, for all of us. I mean, when they come out and say, we wear black uniforms to intimidate you, as they announce that, I mean, I'm just going to show people on the document cam some of the news that I have here in front of me. Here's making sure Osama does not hijack bass boats. That's Associated Press there for everybody, just right out in the open. Here's another one. U.S. Air Force calls for mission to combat climate change by spraying the atmosphere, and just as we always said, by adding stuff to jet fuel. Town hall snoopers hijack terror, anti-terror powers to crack down on people's dogs using the bathroom in the park. I mean, you cannot make this type stuff up. Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk, highly respected, large facility. No one had ever gotten sick. They actually pasteurize it so they can feed you milk full of cow dung and blood and pus, and I've worked in dairies. Well, I've worked around them. I visit them. I've worked on ranches that had dairies, and then I've been made to work in them maybe a week or two out of 3 years I worked on ranches, but I know a little bit about them. Point is it's really serious. Mennonite arrested. Sheriff's candidate believes crime is terrorism. I mean, it just goes on and on. Steve, your take on that?
Well, I think the everything is happening concurrently. You know, I think people fail when they look at the world in a linear way, first and foremost, because they don't see how it's all turned loose at once. For instance, the genetically modified food, Alex, the situation with the xenoestrogens in bottled water, men's sperm count being so low. I mean, literally all of the issues that genetically we were designed so wonderfully and so beautifully. The 139th Psalm tells us that God, his thoughts towards all of us who come to know him, are more numerous than the sand of the sea. So God really has our best interests at heart. But the thing is that people don't recognize that right now the vaccination, here's what I was told, the most pressing bit of information I can tell everyone is that the vaccination, look, all they have to do, Alex, is present four dead bodies, give it mass media hype and hysteria, and tell you that if you don't go, and by the way, they'll mutilate the bodies and say, look what this horrible disease has done, and if you don't take the vaccination, you'll be placed into a camp for your safety and for the safety of those around you. From everyone
well, they have
I know,
said they'll use biological attacks, real or promulgated, as a pretext for control. They've built 36. Yeah. By the way, I saw a YouTube comment last week. I was talking about 36 level 4 bioweapons labs and part of the program BioShield, which mainstream news, Baltimore Sun and others, have reported, Steve, are basically fronts for bioweapons development. And then I had some guy comment about, where's Alex's proof? I don't have to sit here on everything I say and show you a news article, folks. In fact, in a week or two, I'll say, hey, big Massachusetts police chief says we want black uniforms to instill fear and intimidate the population. Don't email me saying, where's the proof? Google it. I mean, today I'm showing people the article. Today I'm showing a Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk. But the point is, we're not making any of this up, Steve.
No, and the bottom line is, remember, those who always, you know, say that on the air, like when I'm on Coast to Coast, I mean, these guys are government shills. They are actually paid to come on and say, where's the proof? Well, lazy, get off your lazy keister and go Google it. That's what I tell them now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to put on the document cam, the Associated Press. Okay, Genesis Network, we'll be back in 3 minutes. For everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're live right now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I remember in 2002 reading that Primakov, the former head of the KGB, had been hired by the U.S. government to come over and advise, and I didn't believe it at first. Then I found the purchase orders, mainstream news stories, where they admitted they were hiring hundreds of former KGB, Stasi heads, others, quote, because they knew how to fight terror and knew how to ferret it out. And then they came over here, the former head of the Stasi, and he died last year, by the way, and helped set all this up. And it's just amazing. And then Steve has a lot of military sources and people, which have turned out to be quite accurate in the past. Steve's not making this stuff up. Tell us about the internal meetings with Primakov and with Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, that some of your sources had and what those were like, Steve.
Well, according to my sources, who some of them were absolutely privy to what went on. And look, the deal is, Alex, Primakov, KGB, he was also the head of the Middle Eastern branch of the KGB, Saddam Hussein's envoy, etc. So when you talk about him, you're not talking about a low-level guy. You're talking about one of the biggest guys in the world of spycraft. When you're talking about Marcus Wolf, the Department of Homeland Security has set up its, now this will blow everyone's mind, its entire neighborhood watch program off of the blueprint, if you will, the PowerPoint presentation that Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, let's tell everybody what the Stasi is, the most repressive secret police regime behind the Iron Curtain that even gave the KGB and the Romanians a run for their money. In other words, this wasn't a man who was a functionary at some mid-level. This was the man. And I was told by someone who now, I don't even know if they're alive, a former officer in FEMA, watch commander. The point is, I was told that the Department of Homeland Security is going to have their people in neighborhood watch groups. And do you know what the number one question that they're prepping everybody for? Tell on your neighbor that might not be favorable to New World Order. Remember when you and I talked about the pastors being solicited to turn in their parishioners?
Let me throw this in. Yeah. Almost 2 years ago, we broke that here on Genesis, brought that information out. People said it wasn't true, even when we posted secret, marked restricted FEMA documents when they had 13,000 preachers. Now it's 26,000. They're going to double that now. And now news has admitted, and the media said it's good, they're training you to, quote, this is national news and local news, turn your guns in, hand your guns in, submit, go to FEMA centers, let them take your families. It's happening. This isn't a joke. Now they've recruited 500,000 truck drivers, InfraGuard, 23,000 executives. They're going to double that again this year. Now I've got the news here about Associated Press making sure Osama doesn't hijack your bass boat, AP. A boating season approaches. The Bush administration wants to enlist the country's 80 million recreational boaters to help reduce the chances of a small boat could be deliver a nuclear radiological bomb somewhere along the country's 95,000 miles of coast. So they leave the main ports open, let's say, internally, and it says that they're going to give them training seminars, but it says when you go to these, we've got video of them, they first say it's about bin Laden, then they go, by the way, we're fighting marijuana, we're fighting drunk driving, if somebody spanking their child, call the police. Again, they say on the surface it's about terror, and then they flip it, spy on your neighbor, and, oh, by the way, Steve, you get stuff from secret sources a lot, and then mainstream sources, too. But, see, I just go off what they admit, and it meshes with what you just said you got from sources. There was a Washington Post, AP post, in October, right during the Patriot Act, and it said Neighborhood Watch to work with Homeland Security before they even funded it. Clinton gave speeches about it in 93. And they said there that don't trust a priest or a woman with a baby carriage. Al-Qaeda has white people, too. Watch everyone. The feds are going to be over in control of neighborhood watches. And everybody I know, I mean, I get calls from East Texas, South Texas, Ohio. I see the articles every day where FBI sends out flyers to everybody's homes saying, please come to an anti-terror meeting. And you show up and they say, we want you to spy on your neighbors. Terrorists are everywhere. There's white Al-Qaeda, tens of thousands of them. By the way, all crime is Al-Qaeda. I mean, and now in rural areas, if you shoot your gun in the backyard, cops show up and ask why you're shooting a gun on your ranch. I mean, Steve, it's really happening.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, the word Al-Qaeda is no longer politically correct. The word Al-Qaeda, jihadi, Islamo-fascist is now removed from terrorists. And terrorists is anybody that is not towing the line.
And that's it. They always say, we don't profile because we're not racist. No, it's their excuse to go after everybody. Even if you believe these Muslims are doing it on their own, none of the attack profile has anything to do with them.
Well, the point is, Alex, is that they've generated the problem. They're providing the solution. The solution is simply this. Under the dialectic, all freedom, all freedom. You know, they've even planned that you're going to only be allowed to eat 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day.
Oh, no, they're already, in going back 5 years, taking people's kids in the U.S. and U.K. People think it's just for the giant fat kid. No, they're admitting that they're going to set a very low body weight for everybody, and if you can't pass it, they're going to take your kids.
Well, yeah, and can I tell you something? When people say they can't, my answer and your answer are the same. They are doing it now. Well, that's unconstitutional.
Well, this is the issue. This is the issue. We've gone from 300,000 cops to 2 million. They're talking about doubling that again. But when my car gets stolen or my house gets broken into, the police won't come out. When there were 300,000 cops 12 years ago, they'd come out. Now they won't come out. This is about us.
That's because their motto used to be to protect and serve.
That's it. They're looking, Steve, you bring up so many points, they're looking for things to attack in our lives. And I'm not attacking the average cop, but it's designed, it is for us, it is for the general public. Go ahead.
Right. It's gone from protect and serve to target and destroy. Listen, I've got to tell you this, even in Montana, you've got Department of Homeland Security, you've got all these black Durangos with Hemis, you know, basically cruising the highway, driving around with again, Alex, we plead with those in the military and law enforcement communities that think that somehow they're just going to round up all the crazies and they get to live. No, you guys, the very same people that are destroying us and mind-controlling you. And let me share this. The weather modification, the Bernard Eastland, the heart patent designer, died. But the point is that the mind control, if you know, people that challenge you and I would just get off their lazy fingers and type in mind control patents, they're going to find out that all of the strange electromagnetic phenomenon that can be experienced in the sky, the moray patterns, that would be the cloud patterns, the striations, all that stuff is indicative that, look, specific frequencies can generate anger, they can generate lethargy, they can generate, they can put you to sleep, and all of the
Let me stop you. There was another Baltimore Sun article in 2002, and I've got it around here somewhere. I want somebody to dig it up on the web and find it and post it on the presentplanet.com forums or something, because I remember all this stuff. Just like in 6 months, I'll say, remember that police chief who said they wear black uniforms to intimidate us? Well, I read that in documents, you know, 5 years, 6 years ago. But point is, here it is today. We won't remember that in a few months, exactly where it came from. But it said that DARPA wasn't just working on brain scanners for the airports, but they were working on aggressive systems to calm whole crowds. And it said they were going to use added systems on cell phone towers to put out wavelengths to calm and soothe us during emergencies. And so it's admitted what you just said.
Absolutely. You see, nothing. I tell people, I've done my homework. So before you come after me or come after Alex, you go do your homework. You know, I don't think people realize how much time that you and I spend doing this stuff. And we do check our sources. We do basically try and get 2-3 times a witness. In other words, it's got to be more than just one person saying it. Yet when it's all said and done, Alex, it's just, oh, well, but what's the newest Hollywood starlet that's having sexual issues? Or, you know, what's the nonsense of this ad nauseum political process? Look, the very country is at stake. People who think that they're going to get a change in Obama or Hillary or John McCain. Look, as the former head of the Fed told a friend of mine, he put his arm around him, not Greenspan. And this gentleman, a tall man, said, hell, son, we own them all. And again, you've done shows on the Federal Reserve. I've done them until, you know, I don't want to do them anymore. Because, look, it's not a question of just understanding what's happening. It's the point is you have to use all this knowledge to basically get yourself, your family, your loved ones out of harm's way. And Alex,
but I want to explain the mindset here for people, though, Steve. I want to explain the mindset of these elites, because, you know, and even the low-level minion thinks they're part of the elite when they talk about, yes, son, we own them all, just like the high level. the genetic engineering, the fact that their grandkids are eating GMO foods that are hurting them badly, the fact that I see Bill Clinton on TV drinking Diet Coke, they don't even care about themselves. It's just like, I don't care, kill, kill, kill. It is just such an evil mindset, spirit that they have.
Absolutely. The real powers that be, as was told to me by one of the most famous Cold War spies face-to-face, he said, Steve, the real powers that be, you've never seen their faces on TV. So that just iterates and basically illustrates your point, Alex. And here's the thing that people got to understand. This thing is happening. Did you notice, too, you know, the most mind-blowing thing in the last 2 weeks is almost instantly the rice famine happened overnight. Did you notice that? It wasn't even 24 hours.
Yes.
12 hours.
They're really pushing it.
Yep, they're really pushing it. And then the point is, you know why? They're going to basically drive people to do what they told them to do, prepare for all this stuff, and then they're going to turn right around and go after the preparers legally. I got to tell you something. When they're going to take away your life, when they're going to take away your wife, when they're going to take away your kids, when they're going to take away your future, when they're going to take away your hope, your financial ability and your job, then you got to say, you know, it's time to really speak up until I can no longer speak up. And then basically, if they come to take your life, God's given us all that mandate to basically self-protection, okay? And the thing is that there, I hear people arguing with me. I've got Christians, okay? Obviously, a lot of Christians listen to your show, listen to mine, but they tell me, oh, I'm just going to go into a camp and be a witness for Jesus. I tell them they won't get a chance to open their mouth.
Well, they've been trained. Suddenly, you see all the big preachers saying, it's good to be a slave of the government. That's a quote. It's good to be a slave. Submit. All government is of God.
That's a lie.
Well, Steve, stay there. I'm going to just keep Steve rolling, John, during this break, then we'll come right back on the other side of the break. And I promise, go directly to your phone calls. This is so important right now, though, on my internet streams. We're going to continue the radio show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
I was thinking during the break and talking to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I was thinking about the fact that they've had hundreds of thousands of new cases of TB in the last couple of years. They've got huge TB facilities now, very quietly, with drug-resistant immune TB, people dying. Leprosy's gone from no cases to tens of thousands a year, government's own numbers. You're not supposed to talk about that, but that's nothing compared to these gene guns, thousands of factories randomly shooting genes into the DNA of plants, animals, humans, embryos, giving rise to superviruses, all sorts of weird genetically modified funguses killing trees. I've seen the university reports that it's GMO doing it, the bees dying, and that's nothing. I've had Nobel Prize winners on who were making millions of bucks a year making this stuff, and they said, look, all of the mice would die. All the guinea pigs would die. All the rats would die. They would get deformities after utero, which we thought was impossible. These aren't cancers. These are mutations while they're alive that are non-cancer related. I mean, this is like the movies where you mutate right there, you know, in the course of months. And now that we're all eating it, it's all happening. Again, you get back to the elite. They just want to kill people. They want to screw every. Monsanto said in 99 in a public statement they were going to infect the entire biosphere, then claim ownership of it with their GMO. Steve Quayle, we're going to go to the calls here in a moment, but, I mean, these people are just out of their minds.
Well, not only they're out of their minds because they have a mind of collective evil that is kind of like the Borg version of Luciferianism on steroids, okay? And I don't know any way to be more pronounced than that. We were talking, Alex, off-air, that the bats and the bees dying. Gee, does anybody ever think that the stuff that will kill humans that's on a Schedule 4 with the Environmental Protection Agency that's sprayed in aerosol form might be killing the bats and bees? Let me tell you this. I've been told by someone who is no longer with the federal government, I don't even know if they're alive or dead. My prayer is that they're alive. The bottom line is that the reason the bats are dying, that the diseases that are going to be released will be infected in the insect population. Obviously, bats are responsible for pollination, as bees are. But the point that I don't think people are putting two and two together on is that the entire, if you will, created realm of God's splendor and excellence is under attack. And we're coming into this dark, man-made, God-like complex that says that men, in their rebellion, in their total denial of the King of Glory, can do what they please and they don't need God.
Well, and that's the thing. If you go to the superconducting heavy collider in Switzerland, they got videos on there where they're saying, we don't know what it'll do. And then they admit, yeah, it could create black holes. Yeah, it could create a strangelet. Yeah, it could destroy the Earth. And we're just going to do it, and we're going to do all these tests, and we're going to collide heavy particles together, and the equations show it could cause, you know, huge problems. But you know, we've just, it's this crazy, I mean, I've got this clip of these transhumanists talking about how they want to kill everybody and, you know, how the Terrans will die and all this. I mean, these people are nuts. I mean,
But they're not only nuts, but remember, they're not insane. They are focused. They are determined. They are well-funded. These guys use the money that gives them the power and the ultimate power of life and death. It's the same thing. When I've seen the chimeras, if you will, the transgenic human-animal hybrids, you don't see anything that looks, you know, warm and cuddly. These are some of the most horrific, nightmarish-like creations out there. By the way, mythology was based on a lot of this stuff has already been. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. That which will be has already been. But when you're talking about opening up portals, I can tell you point blank that dealing with stargates is probably one of the most difficult things for people to wrap their minds around. Jesus said this, that he's going to build his church on faith in the living God and that the gates of hell will not prevail. See, everybody said, well, what's a gate of hell? You know, they think, like, unfortunately, somebody's going to chase you around with a, I guess, like a wrought iron gate. That's not what he meant. So we're in a time period now where the prophecies that were sealed up for so many years are coming forward. I'm not talking about Nostradamus and Mother Shipton and all this stuff. I'm talking about specific statements as to the time that we live in. Men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. Listen, Alex, the seismic stuff. I just posted a website out of India. I posted a story on my website out of India about a pilot flying at 20,000 feet that sees a huge wave from 20,000 feet and calls it in, and they warn the Nicobar Island region of the area that was wiped out by the tsunami in 2004. The point is they warn them about that, and the deal is, guess what? Not one mention of this. Do you know how tall a wave would have to be seen from that distance? I mean, huge. So the point is, that's where we're at. We're at a period where...
Steve, yeah. Stay there. On the internet side of this broadcast, I'm going to take some calls from the 512-646-5400 during this 3-minute break, and we'll come back on the main network transmission right now. If folks want to hear this, go to the Infowars.com streams right now and click on those streams to hear Steve and I. So that's how you're able to tune into that. We will continue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, You have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now.
Hey, we're taking calls right now during the breaks on the internet side. Joining everybody right now, Steve Quayle's our guest. SteveQuayle.com. He'll be staying with me 15, 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to go into overtime. I seem to do this every show now. I just love it. Yeah, this isn't hard for me to do 4 hours, folks. I love it. Problem is pulling myself away from it. Steve, and then Harvey, I want you to finish up your point because you bring up a key point. You were talking about the elite. I was talking about these transhumanists, top weapons makers, billionaires. They're all part of the same clubs. I use the Dr. Pianca case. He's one of tens of thousands of top professors at UT here in Austin who went to an award ceremony with over 1,000 people, and the paper reported he got a 95% standing ovation when he would show an image of red skulls and say, 90% of us will die. It's going to be wonderful. I know my family's going to die too. You go to his website at the University of Texas. He's dressed up like a druid. He says he's a druid. He says, I love Lucifer on the website. Folks, this is not a joke. This is the UT website of this guy. You say, well, he's just a nut. You know, he's just a nut biologist. No. He has access to weapons laboratories. UT has level 4 weapons labs in their biology department. He has access to the nuke reactor they have in Austin. You tell the public there's a nuke, they've been preconditioned to say there's not a research nuke at the J.J. Pickle Research Laboratory in North Austin off of Breaker Lane and Mopac. But again, 95%, where it went on for minutes, the papers reported just, yes, kill them, kill us, kill, oh, death, oh, murder, oh, God, death, oh, yes. I mean, Steve, I don't think they understand. This is their spirit. They just, oh, murder everyone, murder and kill children, murder, death, blood, oh, God, it's beautiful. You know, they said Hitler would go to the front lines and watch with his binoculars for hours, burning cities and death, and would go inspect dead bodies at hospitals. And just, oh, black uniforms, it's black Stuka bombers, black smoke, death, piles of dead bodies. Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I don't think they can understand that, Steve.
I think that the deal is that all those that hate God love death. You see, that's something that listen, Jesus said he has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, okay? God is life. God, listen, I look at the sky when it's not chemtrailed. I look at the mountains, the sea, everything that's beautiful, everything that was wonderful. And these absolutely maggots from the cauldron of hell want to destroy all that because they hate the very image of God. And I got to tell you something, Alice, again, unless a person understands spiritual warfare, you see, these people believe that in committing, if you will, genocide, that they
get power. They get power.
Yes, they get power. But also, look, you know, if I told you that the world's leaders get together, even the guys you think are antagonists, and sacrifice small children to things that most people don't even believe that exist, people say, oh, man, that's just nutty stuff. But yet these people derive a thrill, if you will. It's almost like a not only an intellectual cannibalism, but it's an emotional cannibalism, and it's a total contempt, first for God. Now, let's just say this. For even the atheists and agnostics, they can try and say, well, everything is chemically determined and free will is just nothing but a response of different proteins to different forces. No. The bottom line is, why is there this overruling, overriding, clapping our own destruction? Look, isn't it amazing that
Hitler... Why are the globalists so obsessed with behavioral psychology and programming us and showing us acts of murder and violence, they admit, to program us and acclimate us?
Right. They're desensitizing us to the great kill that's coming, okay? Listen, Alex, I have wept. My heart is broken for what's coming. If one person, two people, 2,000, 200,000, 2 million listen to you and I, and they're not one of those. See, I told a guy once on the air, he was giving me a hard time on another talk show. I said, look, the difference between you and I, and this person was arguing it would be good for all these people to die. I said, yeah, that's in your world. In my world, life is precious. Life is wonderful.
Well, no, I mean, most Americans, even if they agree with us about the New World, they go, but we are overpopulated. I mean, even... you know, even the head of the 700 Club said China needs to have abortion. You know, it's of the Lord, and we must do what the government says. I mean, that's how sick this perversion is, that it just pervades everything. Don't they understand that if one person's life has been devalued, everybody's is?
Absolutely. And see, I would want to take on that spokesman. You know, as a matter of fact, I debate him publicly. I know who said that. I would also tell you this, that the big...
Pat Robertson.
Yes, you and I were talking off the air, I think we were off the air, and talking about the big televangelists have already bought the lie, okay? They're willing to sacrifice the sheep because they get to keep the cash and goodies. You know, the point is that the cash and goodies, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like to basically be a pastor. Look, a pastor is supposed to be a shepherd, not a butcher, okay? But
how could you betray people? I mean, I couldn't sell out even if I wanted to. It's like who I am is fighting these people. It's in my very gut. I just go with what's right and standing up to evil. It's not even a conscious thing, Steve. But with them, they just love their little pimp outfits and their fancy suits, and they love lying and being wicked. It's so deceptive.
Oh, yeah, and the bottom line is, but I've got the answer to that. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not that money is evil, but all these televangelists have one thing in common, okay? And that's their pocketbook. It doesn't matter. You can name anybody of the top 10, and they're all up there in the 100 million plus bracket, okay?
But they go to Las Vegas and own racehorses for the Lord.
You got it, you know? And the point is...
Yeah, see, for me, money is nothing but fuel. I need money so I can be strong to fight them if I need to defend myself and to pay my employees. But other than that, it is actually a hassle. Things are a hassle. They annoy me. Dealing with them annoys me. God, we're in trouble. Steve, I want to go back to calls on them finish. Harvey, sure. Anything else?
Yes, Alex. I'll remind people to go to Genzyme Transgenics Corporation on any internet search engine. And then I wanted to remind you, I sent you a piece this morning, an NPR broadcast from this morning. It was an interview with Anthony Scalia. He has a new book out, and he's gone all over the place. First, he said that George Bush the First is a wonderful gentleman. His voice, and he said this, his voice, his face, now this is in reference to himself, why should he have to show them except where he says so? Because the interviewer was asking him, well, how come you're just popping up now? How come you don't face the reporters and this and that? And he says, why should he have to show his face or his voice when they're monitoring and scanning every single person in this country?
Oh, yeah, it's total arrogance. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we already knew this, but the San Francisco papers, several big papers last week admitted that a million, it's right at a million, it's 996,000 plus, police, their families, and government workers don't get tickets, don't get DWIs. Their plates literally they're ordered not to stop them, to leave them alone. So they just, it's like diplomatic immunity. Government is making itself God.
Well, absolutely. And that's the case of Rome. You talked about Romans 13 off the air. What people don't understand is Romans 13 will be wrongly used to get Christians to betray Christians. Look, Jesus made it clear. Brother is going to rise against father, mother, sister, daughter. Every relationship, and he was talking to believers, is going to be tempted and tested. And the thing is that it's one thing to say, well, I'll never betray you. Peter said that. And boy, before the rooster crowed three times, it was a done deal. I would say this, by the grace of God and through the intervention of the mercy and the active agency of God being God, that's how we're going to basically be able to deal with all this stuff. The same way God dealt with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, Daniel in the lion's den, Joseph in prison, and every single man or woman of God in the Old or New Testament, it's not by might nor by power, by his spirit.
I just hope police out there know that that regardless, they're going to have their pension funds taken, the whole economy gone, you're being poisoned just like us, whatever's coming. We're not kidding. The people running things love death. And they love the little black uniforms you wear, and they love making you servants of evil. And I just hope that you haven't completely lost your soul.
Well, some of them have. You know, to lose their soul, to willingly lose their soul, I mean, some of these people are going to go hang themselves like Judas, okay? But there comes a time in the book of Revelation where men will seek death, and they won't be able to find it. I mean, they'll try and kill themselves, but they won't be able to do it. In other words, Alex, what we're trying to do is we're really pleading our case, and not only in the court of public opinion, but in the logic and the heart of hearts of the men and women and the young people that are listening to us, to say, look, understand, this isn't a dry run. We've seen this before in Nazi Germany. There was a reason we took all the German intelligence agents and the German scientists in Operation Paperclip to the United States when we had the OSS, the forerunner of the CIA. Isn't it strange that the country that supposedly esteemed human life at one point now takes it so willy-nilly at the other? I'm appalled. I'm against torture. You and I did a time together, an interview on torture. The bottom line is it's undefensible. And if a Christian is in favor of torture, I would say this. A guy needs to get on his face and repent. It's wrong.
Absolutely. Let's take some network calls. Tony in Arkansas, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Thanks for holding.
It's wonderful to hear both of you together. It's kind of like having Superman and Batman against the New World Order.
gentlemen, you
kind of almost stole my thunder a little bit earlier. I just wanted to highlight the earthquakes. Tuesday night, April 15th, just this one little sentence I'd like to read you from a news report. A number of people living in Indiana towns of Kokomo and Logansport reported seeing strange lights in the skies, hearing what sounded like a huge explosion and seeing a giant fireball. Now, that was Tuesday night. It continued Wednesday and Thursday and led into the earthquake on Friday. That is a smoking gun.
Meanwhile, Dallas News is showing giant blimp-like UFOs, guaranteed government. They are just involved in all sorts of bizarreness right now.
Well, yeah, and as you both know, Dick, Nick Begich, and you guys have done things on HAARP. HAARP, when they heat that ionosphere, it produces a minor sort of, I want to say, northern light.
A lot of times it even ignites.
Yes, and there was the smell, they said, of ozone, and that is, to me, a smoking gun that they are introducing these earthquakes. And
absolutely.
It could be indeed, and you guys comment on it. My fear is that one of the executive orders Bush has handed down in the last 2 years was that in the event of natural disasters as well, massive enough, he could
declare martial law. Yeah, no, that's PDD. That's PDD-51. That or any reason. How big a deal is that? Thank you, caller. How big a deal is that, Steve Quayle, that the government is saying in John Warner Defense Authorization Act that it's to suppress the American people, quote, against insurrection, and that the governors aren't even in place automatically, but now the entire Homeland Security Department for a year is not allowed to see any of the plan?
Well, absolutely, and I think the caller is very, very astute. I commend him. The bottom line is what he's talking about is some form of a plasma-based or plasma-initiated tectonic weapon. Some of those devices that people are seeing, UFOs or IFOs, I call them IFOs. I know what they are. As a matter of fact, there are guys that listen to you, Alex, and me that came out of that world of Skunk Works type aircraft.
Well, sure. I mean, they admitted that people saw the B-2 bomber and thought it for 20 years, thought it was a flying wedge Martian, and it's not. It's our aircraft.
Right. But see, the thing, and I want to really get this across. I don't think, and I want people to understand it's critical. Real quick, there are factions in our military that are at war with each other. They are killing each other. When you hear of a training accident or you hear of this or that or, this group having accidents, those aren't accidents. Those are happening. There is a fight. There's the good guys and there's the bad guys. The bad guys want the New World Order, and they are out-and-out Luciferians. When you talk about weapons that can generate an earthquake, you're talking about a form of energy that can interfere with what's called the electron spin rate of matter itself, okay, antimatter.
Well, they admit that the Earth actually accelerated its rotation last year.
Absolutely.
First time they'd recorded that, but it was almost a second, close to a second. It was a particle of that, a piece of that. But expanding on that, here's just a layman example, low level admitted. In the last couple decades, they've been putting out these powerful sonar systems to detect submarines, which every time they turn them on, and that's at a low level, just testing them, whales everywhere die and beach themselves, and they know it's doing, and they just don't care.
Well, again, a third of the life in the sea is dying. I'd be surprised if we're not there already.
I mean, when I was a kid going out of the Texas Gulf, fishing was 500% easier, better.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, I believe that the Pacific salmon, that there's no fishing of Pacific salmon in the oceans off of the Pacific Northwest because there just aren't enough. I know someone that worked at the fish ladder at the Bonneville Dam or whatever, and I mean, where they used to count thousands of so many hours. I mean, they count, dozens of so many hours.
Meanwhile,
so
they're destroying the entire real environment while saying they need a global tax against humans, in the words of Richard N. Haass, where they say, the CFR says, it's not real. They're so arrogant, but we're going to use it as an organizing effect to say that humans are the enemy. That's a quote.
Absolutely,
and so carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that plankton breathe, that's bad. But toxic waste and chimeras, that's good.
Well, this is nothing more than supercharged Henry Kissinger creating a global control mechanism. And look,
no, they say social workers in your house, everything regulated, how much food you get, taxes on your footprint. You get this much, and then everything else is a carbon footprint tax. Total regulation, shutting down family farms, animal ID, premises ID, all happening. Bureaucrats harassing everyone. Millions and millions of new bureaucrats every year. My gosh, let's take another call here. Ian in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Ian, okay, who's up next on your line? Anthony and PA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My question was religious-based off the Bible, not on Nostradamus or any aspect.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I was curious how you feel about the prophecy of essentially the one-world government ending. Do you think it will be a 2012 event? As in, do you think we're in the days of Noah? Do you think that will ultimately be the end?
Okay, well, let Steve answer that. What I do is, I just, and from a secular angle as a news person, cover what I know, what I can prove, what I can show in the main line.
Well, I think to put it into perspective, the basis of my book on genetic Armageddon was that, you know, that we are in the days
10%.
Of
Noah. So that's basically what we're talking about here. Steve, your comment.
Yeah, I think the thing is, Alex, we are in those time periods, and I think people are looking for more events, more events. Look, you take the secular press and you illustrate, the prophetic insight, foresight that was shown so actively in the Old and New Testament. But the point is, that doesn't lessen the events, and the thing that I think people need to recognize is that, yeah, I think this is the time period when it turns to total garbage. And the point is that we always talked about, well, a man will work an entire day's wage for a quart of wheat, you know, and a pint of oil. But the point is now, guess what? The wheat's disappearing. The oil, even the olive oil crop in the Mediterranean countries that raise the majority of olive oil, they're not having a banner year. And I got to tell you something. It's the manipulation of the weather. Weather is everything. Climate is everything. And, you know, the horrific, and I'm spelling horrific, WHOREIFIC. In other words, the whore nature of the entire global warming issue. When does anybody deal with HARP? When does anybody deal with...
Well, exactly.
Military?
I want to... absolute key here. We know that global warming is a fraud. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break here, but on the internet feed, for everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. Just those streams will have the behind the scenes here with Steve Quayle. Because of time constraints, we're going to go ahead and talk during this break on my internet feeds at InfoWars.com. So please keep Steve up.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at TryFreshAir.com. MRSA.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Okay, we're going to start the fifth hour of Overdrive with Steve Quayle. I'm going to play like an eight-minute clip, Mad Scientist, Transhumanism, from a new documentary film that is coming out that just takes their own public admissions. These are top scientists, heads of departments. They are not us picking out a few bad apples from the transhumanist movement, which has got William Shatner and just thousands of prominent people. When you get to the leaders of it, it is, we want world government. We're going to kill the majority of people. The cyborgs will rule. That's why they throw it in your face through, you know, the Star Trek and stuff with the Borg. And they believe they're going to live forever, but they can only have access to it. They can't give access to 6 billion people. It's just like the movie Moonraker. If you notice all of these different James Bond movies, they'll all, the last one's about genetic engineering and killing people for their genetic material, or government-sponsored terror, or corporate-sponsored terror, false flag terror. They throw it, the guy that Ian Fleming, who wrote these, was a member of MI6. And so he said he was, throwing this in your face. But Moonraker, where a super rich trillionaire is going to release a bioweapon to kill all humans, he takes master race people up to a space station to wait out the year while the Earth dies. They're throwing it in your face. When you read their actual documents, there's thousands of them. Everything they do is for this, and their God, they believe, is enlightening them to make them gods. But first, we have to be killed. We're going to play 8 minutes of this, come back, get Steve Quayle's take on it. Then we will talk to Aaron, Eddie, Rob, Dr. Mike, and that's going to be it for calls. We'll go about 20, 25 minutes into the next hour. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can watch us on video right now. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer or any of the radio listeners at InfoWars.com, you have to go to those streams to hear this Hyper Overdrive broadcast we'll be doing with Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Go there, get his books, watch the films he's involved in, an incredible asset. SteveQuayle.com. But Steve, in the 3 minutes we've got left at the end of the main transmission, you've got the floor. Any other key points you want to make?
Well, yeah, I think the thing is that we used to be able to look at all these events and put them into a reference that we could kind of compartmentalize in our mind. Now everything's coming at us so fast, so furious, Alex, that it's like your four-hour show. You need that amount because the stuff is happening, and it's going to get worse. It's going to speed up. And as it speeds up, the ramification or the time for anyone who's listening to this broadcast to deal with the ramifications when they go to the store. Listen, I went on record 5 years ago, and I said, I really believe in prayer, and I this is a matter of record on my radio broadcast. The time would come when no planes will fly, no trains will run, no cars will run, that America will literally be brought to a standstill. And we're going to have...
And that was because you saw them making movements to do that?
No, I think it's, well, quite candidly, it's because I was really praying. This stuff, like, troubled me, and I really was praying, and for, when I said crying out to God, saying, Lord, show me what's going to happen so I can warn your people. You see, as a watchman, you're one of those too. You see the stuff that's coming afar off. You don't, you're not responsible any more than I'm responsible for how people respond or don't respond. We're warning them, Alex. Come on. You've done so many videos, so many broadcasts, and the thing is, I say to those people that listen in and kind of scoff or mock, what more evidence will you need? Will it be the evidence?
Well, that's the thing. Everything we've said has happened so far, and they laugh and go, where's the martial law when we have curfews and police in black uniforms and machine guns and face scanning cameras and they're building FEMA camps and it's in the mainstream news? I want to be wrong. I don't want to be right. SteveQuayle.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to all the MF affiliates, Shortwave, everybody, we really appreciate you. Steve's been kind enough to go into overdrive for 20 minutes. When the main show ends, you'll have to go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the video we're about to play, or you need to go to the audio streams at InfoWars.com. It is those streams where the show will continue. Go to InfoWars.com and click the mainstream. Steve Quayle, you've got 8 minutes. Listen in on these transhumanists, and we'll come back, get your take on it, and take calls. God bless you all. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com and InfoWars.com only right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity where the days of empire and violence are